Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
With Blog Talk and Skype, man. These guys got to get it together, man. I think it's Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio is, hold on, let me get my background music crunk up. There we go. And they're killing me, man. They just ruining my intro to my show and everything because I be expecting to be on Skype and crank the show up how I want to. Now I'm starting 5 minutes freaking late. Get it together, Blog Talk Radio. Jeez, man. Hey, one internet radio, man. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for those who still hung around on the phone line until I got here. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. I'm hosting over the phone lines again, everybody. So, you know, I'm never at my best when I got to host it over the phone lines. I really hate to do it that way. But hey, it is what it is. The time's got to go down, all right? So, here we are, all right? Episode 146. Sensitive man, they don't want you. And that's what we're talking about. I'm also getting over a cold. That's what we're talking about today for episode 146. And, it's going to be a fun one. I got a lot of people that say they're going to call in because they want to talk about this particular subject. It's one of those subjects where I'm going to pretty much go in hard on the females because this is one of those what they cake and eat it two type situations, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? Where they don't understand that it just doesn't work like that with us. Either you are sensitive, if you're sensitive, you know, you probably ain't the kind of guy that they really, really, really like. They want you to be sensitive when it's convenient for them, like one of my other people said. They're going to call in and say. But we'll get into all that. You feel me? Let me go ahead and run down the synopsis of the show. Before I do that, I got to tell everybody, of course, the information. So here we go. All right? Pay attention. We're on Facebook. We're on MySpace. And we're on iTunes, so check us out on all those places. MySpace.com/K100Radio, Facebook, do a search for us. Look for us on iTunes up under the podcast and iTunes store, all right? I'm going to let you guys do a lot of talking tonight because I'm coming down with a cold. So I'm going to let you guys do most of the talking for this particular episode, all right? Also, K100Radio@gmail.com is the official email address. I'm running through this since I started 5 minutes late. K100 Radio is the official email address. If you want to send your music into the show, make sure it's MP3 format. Artists, if you know, want to get your shine on the show and get your music played or get interviewed, if you know anybody that's an artist, spoken word for it, tell them to send the music in. Make sure it's good music if it's whack. It's going to be a long night, I swear. But you know the drill, okay? This is episode 146. You should know this by now. So all my new listeners on the line, sorry for the delay. Tuning in. I had some technical difficulties on the Skype end of the show. Couldn't connect, and so I had to come back and reroute through the phone lines. But I'm here now, so let's get into it. You know, maybe this vodka will break it up. I know they say gin and break it up. Maybe this vodka will break it up. 347-934-0966, episode 146. All right. I don't even have a synopsis because this crap-ass, all the technical side of the show has just been crap today, okay? So I got to go somewhere else. I got to go to this other page real quick and get to my synopsis again. You know what I mean? It's just really ridiculous. It's been a ridiculous day over here in the blog talk world. Hold on a second. Let me load this up so I can break down this what I'm talking about, because I know a lot of people are going to say, oh, I'm tripping. You see what I'm saying? But actually, I'm not. All right? I'm really not tripping. Hold on a second. All right? All right. Okay. Hold on. Give me a second. Give me a second. I told you I had some fucking technical difficulties today. Okay. All right. So here we go. Episode 146. K100 Internet Radio. And I'm gonna go ahead and read this to you guys. This is an synopsis of the show. Okay. You know, I don't even think women know what the hell they want half the time, okay? Let me just start out by saying that. I know you women are going to mash me tonight and jump on me. I'm going to let my guys on the line handle it because I'm kind of still under the weather, all right? But I know I don't think half of the time women know what the hell they want, all right? So the other day I was out, and I was with some females, and I was talking to them. We was all just, you know, chopping it up. And there was a group of women, and they was all complaining about men. Like, again, really? What else? What the fuck else do you talk about when y'all get together? Jesus. So anyway, I was the only guy there, and I had to come to our defense, fellas. So one of them said, you know, well, I can't stand a sensitive ass, and I can't stand no sensitive ass nigga. I can't stand no sensitive ass man. You feel me? And so she proceeded to talk, and not even 2 minutes after she said that same fucking line, all right, not even 2 minutes later, the same chick was complaining that her man that she's with, she, you know, some of them had boyfriends, some of them were single, you know what I'm saying? She was complaining that the man that she was with, which is now, you know, who she's, the guy she's in a relationship with, he don't understand that she's a woman with feelings, and he don't understand that she has to nurture a relationship. And, you know, all of this stuff that she started saying, I'm like, well, what the fuck? Only a sensitive motherfucker would even really pay attention to half of the shit you're talking about. You know what I'm saying? And this is my point. This is my point, all right? This is my point. All right? She just said that you don't want a sensitive man, but you want a hard dude. You know, you don't want no sensitive ass nigga, you want a hard dude so you can feel safe. You know, you want that thug love in your life, in the bedroom, right? You know, you want a man that can take charge and lead. But guess what? Ladies, I'm here to tell you right now, you can't have your fucking cake and eat it too, all right? You see, when it comes to us men, we mostly are what we are, you dig? If you are a sensitive, caring type, you probably ain't got any thug in you, really. If you really are sensitive, you know, one of these rap transplant niggas, you probably ain't got no thug in you, all right? Now, if you like that thug kind of egg rough to, you know, thing with a guy, you're going to have to pick that kind of guy. And that's the kind of guy you're going to roll with. Now, you know, if you do, you know, they're probably not going to be sensitive, okay? So, there's a name for sensitive thugs, ladies. It's called down low niggas. You can show a chick some love, but in order to be this sensitive guy that some women want, you can't be too hard, all right? We are not like you, ladies. While some of you can pull off being a freak in the sheets and a lady in the streets, that's not so easy for a man. We are what we are. Either we are man's man or we're a sensitive bitch. Okay? You can't have a sensitive hard guy. He doesn't exist. Am I getting through to you? Am I getting through to you, ladies? Pick one and deal with the negatives of each one. You want the hard guy that can fuck the shit out of you like that thug love and all that shit and take charge and tell you what the fuck to do and when, you know, and all that shit? Well, maybe he's not going to cry in the movie. Maybe he's not going to be in tune with all your inner wants and fucking needs. Of course, you could go get with Mr. Sensitive over here, but then if a motherfucker, you know, cut in front of you motherfuckers in line at the store and this bitch nigga don't say shit, well, shut the fuck up. That's what you asked for. So here we go. Lots of fun tonight. Lots of fun I'm going to have tonight. These are the questions. Ladies, do you like a man with sensitivity? One, you know, one that shows a lot of emotion and such. And fellas, are you that type of dude? Ladies, which one would you rather have? A man that isn't really sensitive, you know, a true man's man, or a guy that is sensitive and shows emotion? Keep in mind, before you answer that question, the sensitive guy probably going to have a little bit of bitch in him. I'm just saying. It's the way it works, ladies. All right? That's just the good with the bad. Just like you risking it a little bit, you know, sometimes you can get a woman that, you know, she got a lot of freaking and everything, but she also can have a little bit of the whole gene. Just saying. Alright? But more often than not, the guys are pretty much ironclad on what they are, alright? So what's the difference between sensitive and caring? You know? I mean, you can have a guy who can care, but he's not necessarily sensitive. I can love my lady, I can care about her, but I may not necessarily be sensitive, like, in the sense of the word. You feel me? You gotta be careful with what you say. Do you think that showing emotions make a man weak? Should men cry often? Huh? What would you do, ladies, if you was on a date with a guy and y'all were at a movie and he cried at a sad part? What would you do? How would you look at him? Huh? Talking to black women now. I fucking know the answer to half of the people that's on this line. You know how to call them back. All right. If you don't like sensitive men, does that make a chick hood or hard, fellas? If a chick said, well, I don't want no sensitive ass man, I'll fuck that shit, give me a real man, and blah, blah, blah. Does that make her a little hood? Does she sound a little ghetto or something like when she said that? What do you think, fellas? Ladies, you can answer that, too. Last question. Do sensitive men, unfairly or fairly, get seen as suspect gay? Do the sensitive niggas get tagged with being unfairly suspect gay? Is that unfair or fair, or is that par for the course? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. I'm just asking the question. I'm going to the phone line. 347-934-0966. Miss McNair, what do you do?
Hey, what's going on there?
I'm feeling under the weather. You know, but I'll be all right. Okay? Welcome everybody that's on the phone line. Make sure you hit the number one. I got quite a few people on the phone lines, actually. I guess this is controversial. I don't know. I think I'm just speaking the truth. But we're going to get it from the ladies, all right? But I'm a man, ladies. So when you start talking this year, realize I'm a guy. You're talking to a guy, and I got other guys on the phone that's going to back me up, all right? So, how you been, Ms. Minnie? You've been MIA for a minute. You been all right?
Yeah, I've been holding it down, you know.
You been holding it down?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good. All right. So let's go ahead and get into it. Episode 146. A man with sensitivity, all right? A man with sensitivity, they don't want you. That's what I'm talking about. So, for you, Ms. McNair, do you like a man that's sensitive, you know, with sensitivity, or one that shows a lot of emotion and such? Do you like that kind of guy?
A lot of emotion?
Okay, the thing about it is, if you're sensitive, you're sensitive. If you're an emotional person, you're an emotional person. You see what I'm saying? When you say more than me, I mean, if he's a sensitive guy, he's a sensitive guy. If he is, he is. If he ain't, he ain't. I mean...
I don't think it is that cut and dry, you know. I mean, I know
see,
you
that's,
being a guy,
that's
you
the problem.
Do. I then, you know, this is my K100 for me. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
I have a friend, and he's not admitted that he's gay. He really is very, very sensitive, and he opens doors, and he does all that. And I mean, I think he's gay.
But you just mixed something. You mixed something with being a gentleman and with being sensitive. And you feel
no,
what
I'm just saying,
not,
is there? It just it varies. I mean, this is my K100. I mean, you know, you asking me my opinion. You know, this is my brand.
But you
so
said
this
that he opens doors.
No, not the open doors part. That's not what I'm saying. You would have to know this guy. You know, I'm not saying because he opens doors, he's gay. No, don't get it. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is he's a very, very sensitive guy. I mean, very. And but he does the opening doors things and he does all that. But it's just weird. I mean, he's a very effeminate guy. You know, so I just think he's gay. I don't even know why I brought that up. But anyway. No, I really
he's
do. It's
gay.
Weird.
Oh,
he's
no,
a gay guy that opens doors for females. I mean, go figure that. But my daughter's father, and I'm just going to use him for an example. You know, there have been times where we've had conversations and there was something that I felt really strongly about that, you know, I was really dealing with. And, you know, there were tears came to his eyes that he really felt my pain. So do I feel that he's a sensitive bitch? No, I think that he felt what he felt at the moment. You know, if he cries at a movie, that's okay. To me, that says that you're comfortable enough with your manhood that you will allow me to see you cry and don't think that I'll call you a bitch afterwards. That's just my opinion.
Here we go.
You know, and then
this is where we're going to start to part ways, ladies.
I mean, we can do that. You know what? It's okay. It's you know, I agree to disagree. You know, you're asking
right.
me my opinion, and I'm being
I know. I mean, really,
honest with you.
The guy really cries at a movie, and you think that's okay. You don't. There's nothing,
I mean, if
you know,
he cries
no,
at every movie, no. But if there's something that touches him, I don't know why. I mean, society has bred men to say you don't ever cry. You don't, you know, tell a woman, you know, what your fears are or whatever it is that we have. The way that men are wired has somewhat to do with society, you know. But I'm just saying for me, I tell my daughter, I got a girl, and she is as sensitive as she can be. And I tell her, I said, Amar, you can't cry at everything. No, she's not a boy. I'm like, it's okay to cry, but baby, not about everything. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, hell, if a man cry, if he crying all the damn time, I'll say, hey, we need to either get you some medication or some psychological help. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
But if you are at a movie and there's a sensitive part, and if it touches you and you cry, I mean, I'm not going to, you know, I mean, if it's a
You're
boy,
not gonna
you're going to go like, man, why are you
again,
crying at that?
Really?
I had a baby by this guy. Okay, so yeah, I'm the exception to the rule. He is my daughter's father.
Okay, so which would you rather have then? Okay, which would you prefer? A man that isn't really sensitive, you know, a true man's man. He doesn't really cry at movies or whatever, but you know, he'll stand up for you and fight for you. You know what I'm saying? He's, you know, he's not gonna be crying. And he's not. He may not be in tune with your emotional needs, but you know he handles business in the bedroom and all this other stuff, and he goes and he works and everything, but he's just not sensitive. You feel me? Which would you prefer?
Wow. I didn't know it was that black and white, you know. I really didn't.
Because it's easy.
And
it
obviously,
is,
I'm just
Veronica,
out of the loop.
You're going to – listen, Veronica, well, this is my thing. Ladies, set a picture, ladies. See, the thing about it is you're going to run into more guys who are cut and dry black and white than you are who fit the bill of both of them. And I'm trying to help you out. I'm trying to help the females out. If you're looking for this super nigga that is all these things, that is, you know, fuck you like a thug or whatever and a hustler and got a real, you know, go-get-a mentality, blah, blah, and all this kind of stuff, you know, all this street edginess, you feel me, kind of a roughneck or whatever, like MC Light said, you know what I'm saying? If you like that in a guy, that's what turns you on, you can't be looking for that guy to have any kind of really sensitive side to him like that, really.
And you're
you
right. You're absolutely
that's what
right.
You're trying
so
to. Stop saying that you want a guy who understands your feelings and blah, blah. No, you don't, because that's not what you're attracted to. You're not attracted to that kind of nigga. This is what the whole show is about.
Who, me? Oh, okay. Well, I guess I called into the wrong show, because you know me. You've known me for years. I don't follow the rats. I will go against the grain just for damn GP. That's just how I am. And
but
I don't
Veronica,
want whatever.
It's not about you. I'm talking about the men. Right now, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about if that's what you like or whatever, that's what you want. But I'm trying to tell
I know,
you that
I don't.
All
I'm just
finding that kind of person is slim to none.
I don't.
I
want
like
somebody
that's
going to fuck me when I want to be fucked. If that's what you mean, God, I'm sorry. I'm trying to change my potty mouth. Yeah, if I want you to fuck me, fuck me. You don't have to be a thug to fuck me. I'm just saying. You know, you don't have to have the tats. You don't have to have, you know, wear the white beaters. You don't have to talk a certain way. I don't understand that mentality. I'm so out of behind the curve as far as, you know, what these women want. And who the fuck came up with thug love anyway? Who was the first nigga to coin that phrase, thug love? Where was there a book?
Yeah,
who wrote that shit?
I didn't make it
I'm
up, but it's been here long enough for me to use it. It's been around long enough for me to bring it up and use
I
it.
I understand that it's been around, but who
right.
the hell made it an authority that, okay, people just, I want a thug love. Thug love? I just want a man. If you cry.
That's cool. You can just want
you know
a man
saying?
And all that right there. But if you want a man who watches football on Sunday and cuts the grass and all that kind of, he's
he
probably not going to be a kind of guy that cries at movies.
It's, I don't care if he cries. Who says he? So what? Some lady
I mean,
said she wanted a man to cry.
You're emotionally in tune with your sensitive, with your feminine side, and when you're
it's not
you know,
so
all
much
this,
as
all
being
this,
no,
this
no.
Stuff, you know? He's not
it's
gonna
not
be
so
like
much
that.
As it's not so much as being. You don't have to be emotionally in tune to me. I'm a woman. That's my damn job. It's my job to be emotional all the fucking time, if that's the case. I'm just saying. You know, I'm the one with the freaking hormones that rage every month and PMS. Thank God I don't suffer from it really bad. It's okay for the guy to have be sensitive in areas when it requires it. If he's not, if he fucking forgets, that's fine. I mean, you know, if he doesn't send me flowers for Valentine's Day, okay, who gives a fuck? You know what I'm saying? They're bigger. We make it so hard, yet it's so simple. You know, we put men in these molds and we put women and you got to be this and you got to be that. And none of us is anything what anybody wants us to be. Ain't none of us the perfect damn package for anybody. Something's always going to be fucking missing. You know,
right.
I mean, the woman said,
right,
I want a thug,
right.
But then, oh, he don't open the door. Well, hell, you ask for a thug. You know, do you expect him to open
right.
the door? It's rare,
this,
I guess,
is,
to find a thug that open. You
this
know?
Is where I'm going with the show. You feel me? When women say they want a real man, oh, you want a real man? Well, this real man probably is going to forget your anniversary, probably, maybe every now and again. He might not want to buy you flowers on things on the Valentine's Day. You know, he might not be into all that kind of shit, a certain kind of man. This is what I'm trying to, and I'm really not being sarcastic. I'm really being serious. Like, for real, ladies, for real, this dude, I'm telling you, these dudes that you, when you say you want a guy, you really don't want a sensitive guy, because a lot of women that I talk to, they sit on one hand, they be like, man, I can't stand old bitch-ass nigga and blah, 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 and all this kind of shit. But at the same time, they be like, man, niggas act like they can't have no feelings and no shit, and blah, blah. I'm like, look, bitch, pick a side, bitch. Pick a nigga, okay? Because this nigga that y'all want and this motherfucker out here that y'all trying to rap into one person, yeah, he don't exist. You feel what I'm saying? I'm not a cold blooded killer or murder, you know what I'm saying? But I'm too hard edged, you feel me, for a lot of the shit that women be thinking a nigga should be thinking or doing or whatever. You feel me? And I'm like, look, that don't necessarily mean that I'm not a good guy or that I won't be considerate or I won't hold the door open. Because once again, I don't want to confuse being a gentleman in with being a sensitive motherfucking person. But I'm not crying at movies. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? When you get all emotional and shit, I'm just going to get the fuck away from you. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm just going to stop talking to you today. And when you get over that shit, I holler back. You feel what I'm saying? Oh, that's what motherfuckers like me do. You feel what I'm saying?
And
so,
that's the thing, and you're right. What guys like, you do, guys like, people are as different as there are fingerprints. So to me, to put a person in a particular mold, it's you factor in how they grew up, what their family life was like. If they had a father that was there that opened doors, then maybe that guy will just open doors just because that's what he saw and that's what he grew up around. But to just, you know, have this, well, he's got to fit in this, and he's got to be a thug, and I want him to, you know, do like this and call me a bitch and pull my hair and fuck my brains out and beat my pussy up, and he better not cry in no movie because he's a bitch-ass motherfucker. You know, well, hell, you know,
I mean,
I'm just saying, don't cry. I'm a nitpicky person. I'm the nag. I'm the mother. I'm the nurturer. It's my job to see if my daughter's ears are clean. You know, I get frustrated with Amari's father, but I realize he's not wired that way. I'll pay attention to if she's got crust in her nose or if there's a stain on her shirt and he dries her damn clothes with fucking, you know, little stains. I do all that stuff. He's just, men are just wired differently. They just are. Even if society has conditioned them to be a certain way, men have to have an element of, they have to be more single-minded. You can't have an emotional man on the enemy line sitting there looking at a gun trying to figure out whether or not to shoot this dude because I'm going to feel bad, you know, because I killed somebody's son. That's life or death. So they're wired that way. You know, women, we think more of a bigger picture than men do. They just have to be. So, I mean, if you forget to open the door, fine. You know, if you cry in a movie, please don't cry all the time.
Okay,
you know,
so if you don't like sensitive men, and I'm going to go to the next caller. If you don't like sensitive men, these women that you were just talking about, talking about shit, I want a nigga to fuck me, pull my hair, and don't cry the movie like because he a bitch ass nigga. Would you call these women hood, ghetto, you know, too hard for their own good or whatever? You feel me? Because a lot of times when you hear women talk like that, I'm gonna ask other people to fumble. When I hear motherfuckers talk like that, I be like, man, damn, that bitch kind of ghetto, ain't she? Kind of hard, ain't she? Because on average, you know, women don't talk like that. Women don't say that. You know, women who grew up in suburbia, you know what I'm saying, two-parent house homes, you know, triad movies, and you will want to be all romanticized and shit, they don't say shit like that necessarily. So are these women who feel like this some ghetto bitches or what?
You know, the older I get, the more, I guess, the more compassionate understanding I try to become. You're a product of your surroundings a lot of times. And if that's what they're used to, that's what they're used to. You know, it's just what it is. I'm not going to call her a hood rat or a ghetto bitch or whatever. She is what she is, you know, and she wants what she wants. Would I say that what she wants, you know, that she could do better? You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? What she wants is not what I want. You know, I want balance. And it's okay if you come home and if you had a rough day or something happened, or we're talking about something deep in your past and you cry, I'm not going to go and tell my girl, you know, he cried last night and such and such and such and such. No, that's between us. And if you were, to me, that's a strong man to me. I'm not saying that you're not strong if you don't. I'm saying that at that moment in time that you allowed me into your vulnerability and you trusted me, that's strength right there. That right there is strong. That's just how I see it.
All right. Stay on the line. We got quite a few people on the same line. A couple people with their hands raised.
So I got homework to do, so I got to go. But I love you guys, and hold it down.
All right.
All right.
It's going to be a long night. El Panama, Rapid Rawls, I see you. Shay, I see you. Kuso on Deck, I see you. I see the rest of my callers out there. You feel me? You guys, I'm coming to you in that order, all right? El Panama.
Hey, what's up?
Yo, what's going
what's
on,
going
man?
On?
Thanks for calling the show, you dig? 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. I want to go guy, girl on this one if I possibly can. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Everybody kind of calls in all at the same time. A lot of you guys have been on here like at the same moment. You feel me? So no one's been waiting any longer than the other. Well, the people who got their hands raised and the other callers are just, you know, I'll catch you guys. All right? But I want to get the guy and girl opinion on this, all right? You feel me? Episode 146. Sorry, I don't have my background music really pumping like normal because I'm posting through the phone lines because they got some Skype issues again. I bet my sound effect's coming clear. El Panama, here we go. Episode 146. Sensitive men, they don't want you. Now, I asked the ladies this question, you know, do you like a man with sensitivity, one that shows a lot of emotion and everything like that? First of all, if you're a fella, you're on the phone, I'm going to ask you, are you that kind of guy? Would you call yourself a sensitive guy?
No, I wouldn't call myself a sensitive guy.
You wouldn't?
Nah.
You wouldn't, okay. All right, so you don't consider yourself that. So what do you feel? Do you feel like a man that is that shows a lot of sensitivity, a true man's man, is he like to you kind of like a bitch nigga, like, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? When you see niggas who cry, or a nigga that may cry at a movie, or a nigga who, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, be all worried about his woman's emotions or whatever, and do some shit that you wouldn't do because he worried about some shit, like some sensitive shit like that. Do you see him like as a bitch nigga, or do you see him like, you know what I'm saying, he's just that kind of guy, he's all right?
Nah, I would say he was a bitch nigga.
Okay, all right. So what do you think ladies want? What do you think ladies prefer? Do you think ladies prefer a sensitive man, or are they just saying that shit just because it sounds good at the end of the day?
This is my spiel on that, Blue.
Okay.
And like I was telling you earlier, ladies want a sensitive ass man when it's convenient for them. Whenever they getting everything they want, whenever the man doing whatever they want, how they want it done, when everything's going hunky dory, that's when they want a sensitive man. Now, when that man kind of get a little fed up or whatnot, he done held everything in, and he start getting on him about what he don't like, what he don't approve of, that's when it becomes inconvenient, and that's when they don't like no sensitive-ass man.
Uh-huh. So you saying they like for a man to be sensitive and emotional and all that when it's all
when it's
good, like when we at a movie and we watching it, you feel me, and all that right there, you feel me? You know what I'm saying? But then when he's sensitive or whatever, he wants to talk about shit that you ain't feeling, then he's a bitch nigga, is what you're saying.
Exactly. In there.
Okay.
Yeah.
we're gonna see. We're gonna ask all the women that's on the phone line that particular question. You feel me? So I'm gonna go to this next question. Let's see. I'm losing my place. I don't have my normal setup here. Okay. Do you think that showing emotions make a man weak? You feel me? Do you think showing emotions make a man weak? What's the difference between being a sensitive ass nigga and just caring about a chick? To me, it's a big difference. Yeah, I tell you mine. You can tell me your opinion. To me, you can care about a chick. You can love a chick without being a sensitive nigga. You see what I'm saying? You feel me? You ain't got to be all sensitive and whiny and bitchy and, you know what I'm saying, you know, worried, you know, all emotional and shit in order to care about somebody. And also, I want to make sure I reiterate the point. You also have to be a sensitive-ass nigga to be a gentleman. You don't got to be a sensitive nigga that cried movies to hold the door for a woman when she walked through it. You see what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's a whole other goddamn conversation that I'm not talking about. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Now, Veronica tried to kind of throw it in there like, you know, as if that makes you sensitive, but that don't make you sensitive. You feel what I'm saying? Being a gentleman and being sensitive are two different things. So how do you feel about it? You know, what's the difference between sensitive and just caring? You feel what I'm saying? Do you think that showing emotions make a man weak?
It don't exactly make a man weak, but you got to pick what you're emotional about. You can't be emotional because somebody, you know, you're watching a movie and somebody, some chick died or whatever, she had cancer or something like that, you know, in the movie like that. You got to, stuff that really matter, stuff that's really serious and really matters, you can be emotional about it. But little common, simple stuff, you can't do that. You know, you'd be,
okay.
I guess you could label them as, label them dude sensitive. If it's just about every little thing, he's sensitive about it, he got something to say about it, he's got a little drama with him.
I don't want to confuse being dramatic either. I don't want to confuse being a nigga who always gossiping like a bitch is being sensitive. You feel
what I'm
saying?
That's not what I'm talking about.
You got to watch. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? A lot of times, I want to make sure people understand what I'm saying. Because if you're the type of nigga that go back and tell your homeboys all kind of little shit, or you know, just doing bitch shit, that's not what I'm talking about. You feel me? I'm talking about a nigga who really just, you know what I'm saying, you know, don't mind showing emotions, you know what I'm saying? And then again, cause see, I'm going to have women jump on me. I'm waiting for one to jump on me about trying to say that being a romantic, in a way, you got to be sensitive to be a romantic, in a way. You feel what I'm saying? In a way. Now, I'm not saying that just because you could be romantic without necessarily being sensitive, but most of the time, ladies, most of the time, that romantic, that ultra-romantic guy who comes home and he's got rose petals all over the floor on some Cosby shit, you feel what I'm saying? That guy is normally the same kind of guy that cries in movies.
That's what I'm talking about, man. You gotta pick the time and the place when to be sensitive. When y'all in an intimate moment and shit, you know, y'all having your little intimate time, you know, you be a little sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a time and a place for it.
But see, my whole thing about it is, if you are a sensitive nigga, you just are one. You can't turn it off like a faucet. It is what you are.
Right.
You feel what
right.
I'm saying? If you are, then it may come up when it ain't time for it. It may come up when you goddamn out at the motherfucking goddamn sports bar with your old lady, and the motherfucking nigga goddamn, you know what I'm saying, holler her ass right in front of you, nigga, and you don't say nothing because you a sensitive nigga, because you probably sensitive. See, sensitive,
it's
and soft run parallel a lot of times, ladies. All right? Now, I know that's not always true. And I know these motherfuckers are hitting the number one. See, they're hitting the number one now because they're going to just say, listen, that ain't necessarily true. But really, though, when you think about it, though, really, though, yes, the fuck it is. Most of the time, when you run into these sensitive niggas, they also be pussy niggas. I'm just saying,
90% of the time.
Yeah, you got this. I mean, shit. Yeah, you got this guy every now and again that's not like that. But shit, yeah, then again, you also meet a chick that's signing in Beyonce with a goddamn degree in chemistry. I mean, how often does it happen? I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, hey, I'm playing the numbers here, people. All right? Last question, homie. Do you think men who are sensitive unfairly or fairly get tagged with being suspect gay? Like, if you know a nigga and he's sensitive and all that kind of shit right there, do you say that this nigga is probably suspect gay?
Yeah, that happens. That happens more
is
often.
Is it fair or not?
Shit.
Is it fair or not? What are the odds that he's gay? Like the first call that was on the line, she think he gay. Even he's sensitive, but she think he gay too at the same time. She just said,
I'll go ahead and say it's fair. It's fair. Fuck it. It's fair.
It's fair. You think it's a fair assessment. And one last question. If when you hear a chick say, I don't like no sensitive ass nigga, I can't stand a nigga to cry like a little bitch and no shit, man, I ain't with that. Do you think, when you hear a woman talk like that, do you think that she a ghetto or hood? You feel me?
Not necessarily. I just think she got some issues and she might be bipolar.
Now here we go. Now we're crossing over to borderline being hypocritical at this point. The women probably say I'm always hypocritical. But see, I don't know.
We all got issues.
All I'm gonna say is a lot of the ones who I know that talk like that do be from the hood. I ain't gonna lie. You feel what I'm saying? You feel me? I ain't gonna lie. You know what I'm saying? When I close my eyes and listen to a motherfucking woman that says another man, and before I open my eyes, tell where she from, do she got any tattoos, you feel me, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, a whole bunch of shit about her, is she black, you know what I'm saying, you feel me, just by the way she talk about a man, you feel what I'm saying, and that's just, look, you motherfuckers can get mad all you want to, I don't give a shit, it's true,
a lot of times,
now, you don't like that shit, hey,
a lot of times that's the case, and then you got these preppy chicks that's the same way, so, you know, it don't, It's across the board, man. It could be some hood chicks, and it can also be the, I guess, with the upper echelon, if you want to call them that, you know.
We'll find
out.
We got a variety on the line. You feel me? You know, we got a variety on the line, so I'm gonna get to them. All right.
All right, man.
All right, stay on the phone line. Don't hang up, though. I'm going to go to a female, then I'm going to come back to Raspy, then I'm going to go to Shay, then I'm going to go to T. Lewis, then I'm going to go to Michigan Girl, and then I'm going to go to Jeanette. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? We're going to keep popping back guy, girl with this discussion, all right? Next up, Coos on Dirt. What it do, babe?
What's going on, babe?
Man, what's popping?
How you doing?
I know you can't stand you a sensitive-ass motherfucker.
You know what? I don't want no nigga that's sitting up crying all the damn time. Now, it's one thing, you know what I'm saying, if you got some, you know what I'm saying, some things that really touch you. But all that sitting up nagging, crying all the time is not my type. You understand what I'm saying? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
So you can call me hood or ghetto or whatever the hell it is that you want to say, but I don't want no nagging, crying all the time. You know what I'm saying, nigga? Who got the pussy? Me or you? You know what I'm saying? I'm not with that.
Okay, okay, and we're finna explore that. I want to ask you something, though. How did the party go? I heard the police showed up. What happened? Everything popped off all right? What happened?
Somebody got shot before the party even took place. The party didn't happen. The party did not even happen.
Somebody got shot.
I'm not sure. Like I said, our party didn't start until 12. There was another event from like 8 to 11, you know what I'm saying, at the same place. So we booked it for 12 o'clock. And at that event, somebody got shot. And it was like, by the time I got there, like 1 o'clock, it was like 7 to 10 police cars. And they were shut up when I got there.
Wow.
Yeah. My feelings was hurt. My feelings was so hurt.
Wow.
Yeah, they hurt my feelings.
They counted.
I was too cute. Oh, I was upset.
Damn it, man. Bay County for you. Bay County. Episode 146. I don't know. Maybe the sister of the niggas need to take over so niggas can stop getting shot in the club. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't think the sister
maybe. For real.
Oh, man. Okay, so let's see. I see. Damn. I mean, I wanted to come, but now I can't lie. I'm glad I didn't take that drive. You know what I'm saying? Because I would have been hot about it.
Yeah,
you know what
I ain't mad at you.
Yeah.
I had went out of the town to come back for the party. I was like, shit, I should have just stayed where I was at.
Damn it, man. They can.
Yeah.
So here goes. Ladies, which is you, all right? Do you like a man with sensitivity, one that shows lots of emotion and such? You know. Would you rather have a man that isn't really sensitive, like a true man's man, you know what I'm saying? You know, burp, cut grass, watch football and all that, you know what I'm saying? He's not really sensitive and he's not really into buying flowers just for nothing and all this other kind of romantic shit. And once again, romanticism oftentimes goes along with the sensitive guy, ladies. You don't really find a true man's man that too tough does all this shit. So look, call it how you want to call it, but that's just the fact. All right. Or, you know what I'm saying, would you like a guy that's sensitive and shows emotion? You feel me? Which one do you want, the man's man or the guy that shows the emotion?
Now, I don't know how many ladies on the line have actually experienced this, but I've actually experienced being with somebody who was a man's man, who would not cut the grass, bought just because. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, I enjoy that. You know, they having the best of both worlds. You understand what I'm saying? But the way that you're directing the question to me, yes, I would rather put myself a man's man. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Sense of security, a sense of being of protection. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, I just, you know what I mean? I like, ain't nothing sexy than your nigga working out there in the yard. I just don't know what it is, but that's what
I don't want to say. I don't want to say a sensitive guy can't do yard work. Look, I'm being real broad with my pen and with my words today. You feel me? But you look, everybody, all 30 people on this phone line know what the fuck I'm talking about. Don't try to nitpick me today, okay? You feel what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about. I know everybody's different, everybody's unique and all that, but I'm painting a broad brush. When you say a sensitive man, a man with sensitivity, like Ralph Tresvant say, you know what I'm saying? You mean that guy is often the romantic. That guy is often the one that's going to cry at a movie maybe. That's the guy that may just, you know, buy you flowers just because, honey, I love you, and you know what I'm saying, be really, really lovey-dovey with you and all that kind of stuff. And then you're going to have this guy over here, which is the man's man's kind of guy, you feel me, which is the category I happen to fall in, you feel me, who, you know, really, it really, it's really not that, we're not going to be doing all that extra shit. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, you know, we fuck you, we don't make love to you, you feel me? It's a lot of things that come over here with these guys over here. Every now and again, we may do it. Sometimes, you know, it makes you feel special, but it's not. Normally, we're just going to bend your ass over and fuck the shit out of you like how we do. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So this is what we are over here in this lane. Now, a lot of women say, oh, I would love to have a guy over in that lane over there until you out of the motherfucking bar, and that's the same nigga who goddamn backed down when a nigga try your motherfucking ass, you know what I'm saying, or some shit when you out with this nigga. You may not necessarily, you know what I'm saying, because there is no super nigga who has both of these best qualities of this guy combined. They exist, but they're one in a million. You feel what I'm saying? Just like
well,
the motherfucking goddamn beautiful woman with the goddamn college degree with no kids.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it. You understand what I'm saying? Because, I mean, for somebody that has experienced that, you understand what I'm saying? Like, maybe I'm kind of biased. Maybe I just want, like I said, the best of both worlds. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I don't want no nigga that's crying all the time and nagging and snotting on my motherfucking shirt. You understand what I'm saying? But at the same time, I'm going to that. you know what I'm saying, can't be sensitive every now and then either. You know what I'm saying? It's not to be a gentleman. I'm going to say it like that, gentleman, because there is a difference. You understand what I'm saying? There's a difference between being sensitive and being a gentleman.
You could be a gentleman.
You know what I'm saying? So that's cool with me. I want a gentleman, a man's man. That's a gentleman. That's what I want. That's
okay.
What I like. I don't want no sensitive ass nigga. I don't want you crying and snotting all on me.
All right. So do you think so when you hear a woman say they don't want no sensitive ass nigga or whatever, do you think that makes them kind of hard? Do you think people view you as being a hard chick? You know the answer to that because you already know how people view you. Do you think people view you as being hard?
Well, I don't know why, you know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's a sensitive ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? But at the same time,
Hold up. I can't hear you. You're breaking up real bad. What you say now?
I said this chick out there, the wall that won't fuck me, my hair, do like this, do me like that, but they too scared to say it. They don't say those type of things. You understand what I'm saying? Everybody want to, you know what I'm saying, want a lion in the bed. You know what I'm saying? Every female wants that. You don't want no sucker duck ass niggas just, you know what I'm saying, with the same missionary. You don't want that. You don't want that. You understand what I'm saying? So whether you express
right.
it or not, that's still what you want. You want it. Oh, trust and believe, they want it.
Right. They all want it, huh? The only thing, the only problem with that is, ladies, you know what I'm saying? That guy is not gonna be more often than not. He's not gonna be the guy that just comes up and says, "Oh, I was just thinking about you, honey, and I just called." You know, and you're in. What's up, Charlie? You know what I'm saying?
Pop up, get
Hold on, I ain't what you said. You break. Hold on, you're breaking up. What'd you say now? You're breaking up. What'd you say?
I'm sorry. I said, let me do this type of shit. You know what I'm saying? This type of like, hey, boo, you know what I'm saying? What's up? I brought you some flowers. I don't think I get off with it all the time. Goddamn, you ain't got like, no panic now.
All right, so last question. Do you think men who are sensitive unfairly or fairly, first of all, do you think dudes that be sensitive a lot of time get seen as being suspect gay?
I do.
Is that fair
or not? I'm not saying I'm not going to run it or whatever. I'm saying that people are like, you know, what's wrong with this nigga? So most of the time they feel like, you know what I'm saying, you a little, got a little sugar in your tank.
Uh-huh. Is that fair or not?
I don't think it's fair, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. Like, you know, it happens, you know what I'm saying? And that's the way people think. I don't really think it's fair because you don't necessarily have to be gay. You understand what I'm saying? But, I mean, it happens all the time. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? That's just
right.
How it is.
All right. But thanks for calling in and lending this and giving your opinion. You feel me? I'm going to go to a guy now. So now you just heard our own girl right here. You feel me? She just said with her own mouth, you know what I'm saying? She really don't. She prefer, you know what I'm saying, the man's man. You feel what I'm saying? You know, if Veronica, at the end of the day, Veronica was like, you know, if she had to pick one, she preferred the man's man. So for episode 146, so far I'm 2 for 2. All right? So far, two ladies have answered that question, and they both reluctant. You know, my home girl right here, she answered it pretty much more plainly. Miss McNair reluctantly at the end of the day said, yes, she would prefer the man's man. So the next time you're sitting around a group of ladies like I was talking about, they want a man who can, you know, understand their emotional needs and blah, 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 say, bitch, stop lying. Rasky Ross, what it do, homie?
What it do?
What's going on, man? Thanks for calling the show, you did. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966, that's the number to dial into the show. K1's Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blitz, and thanks everybody for tuning in on the line. Thanks for joining me on the show. You feel me? So, homie,
hold on,
I got a question for you. I want
to send a shout-out to your little brother. You know what I'm saying? I check out the Island Adam on the book. I want to send a shout-out to Dre Blue, you heard me.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. He made me proud today, man. I listened to that joint like a couple of times. I was like, man, you know, I can hear, you know, sometimes you hear a song, you know, it's really what somebody really feels and what they think. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, you know, it's
yeah.
What comes from the heart. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? So big up to my brother, Drew Digger. You feel me? Cash Family Business. You understand what I'm saying? Them dudes is they're young, you know what I'm saying? And they came a long way, man, because, you know, they used to be like, bro, do this, bro. I'd be like, man, look, you dudes, y'all ain't ready. Y'all playing. I'm saying, you show me you ready, you feel me? And you show me that you really grinding and you doing your thing and you really want to do this and it ain't just something that you just doing on the side because you think it's cool because the chicks like it. And I'll really, you know what I'm saying, show you the support that you deserve and that I can do. You feel me? And they get, and they're to that point now. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? Before it was like, whatever, you know, he's doing a thousand other things to sell music. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? But now he's focused and they actually putting out projects, doing whole songs, not copying anybody's style. They're getting in their own lane. And so, big props to them. You feel me? You
know,
big props
to them.
You know what I'm saying?
I just some of the link to the. To the mixtape, I just went save it on the computer before I came outside to holler at you, so I don't be screaming in the house. Yeah, I just got to chop it
right.
Up with him.
Right. And he young, you know, he's getting himself together though. He's doing some knuckleheaded shit the past couple of years, but he seems like he's getting it back on track, getting focused. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That's my little brother, man. I love that song. You feel me? I'm glad he made it. I can't wait till it's all the way done so I can blast it loud as hell on K100. You feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All day, every day. You know what I'm saying? All right, homie. Episode 146. My homie Rack Raw is on the line. Sensitive men, sorry to tell you, but yeah, women don't like you, really. Not really. They like to talk to their other homegirls and stuff, and when they're in front of people, act like they really, that's what they really want. It's not what they really want, and we're finding that out tonight. So, I'm going to ask you, first of all, Rasty, would you consider yourself to be a sensitive man?
Fuck no.
Well, why do you say fuck no? You say fuck no like it's bad to be sensitive. You think it's bad to be sensitive?
Look, I'm going to put it like this. Listen to my voice. How can I be sensitive?
Of course, that would really be, I don't know.
Yeah,
you know,
that would be gay.
yeah. So, do you think when guys be sensitive or show sensitivity like that, you know what I'm saying? Do you think that makes them weak?
Yeah.
Makes them seem weak.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Because he was made from Adam, real. Adam wasn't made from Israel. He's supposed to protect us. So how are you gonna be all sensitive and shit and how to put about protecting this woman or his castle or whatever? You can't go to war being weak.
But see, what, some women would say, oh, that's just pig-headed. That's just that bullshit. That's that man bullshit. You feel me? You can be sensitive. You can be sensitive and be a real man. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, I guess you can be sensitive enough to let your little motherfucking boy wear a motherfucking dress and motherfucking goddamn call him Prince's boy and shit. Fuck out of here. But anyway, that's a whole nother show. My bad. I just reverted it back when I called that bitch nigga. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah. You feel me? I just went blank. My bad. But I'm just saying, a lot of women will argue with you about that, man. A lot of women would say, man, that's not true. You ain't got to be no bitch. I mean, you can be the king or the head of the household and show some emotion. So what do you say to them?
Man, all they're going to do is let that woman, whenever they get into it, she's going to run over his ass.
Let me make sure I'm clear. Are you saying that if you are a sensitive guy, that means you're going to let a woman run over you?
You're sensitive. You point blank, you're sensitive. So she's going to take the initiative because 9 times out of 10, if you're sensitive, she's tough. Because ain't no man want no tough woman. That's just like laying with another man. You want a sensitive woman. You want a woman's woman, and I'm pretty sure a woman want a man's man. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how God made to be a man's man and a woman's woman. I want a woman with all the that she has. I don't want no woman want to be tough and rough. I could be hanging with my niggas if I wanted that from a chick.
Right. And I think that's, at the end of the day, that's where you get, but see, you go, of course, like I said, you're going to have these people that's on the phone line right now, and I got a lot of people on the phone line, and people that are sitting there saying, that's just stereotypical male bullshit. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're going to say that, look, man, you know, that doesn't mean that you're a punk. You can be sensitive, you can be romantic, whatever, and not be a punk. You feel what I'm saying? Somebody on this line is going to say this shit. I'm waiting to get one. Even though a lot of people are raising their hands.
Romantic and sensitive are two different things.
That's what
romantic.
I said.
But see,
often not a super, an ultra romantic guy is a sensitive motherfucker though, for real though, for real.
Yeah.
You really don't see too many men who are really ultra romantic. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, they kind of run hand in hand.
I'll be telling them, miss me with that romantic shit. I can pull out the chair for you, open the door.
But guess what, though? The eyes are, see, and this is why I'm getting to the point. This is why I'm going to go to a woman next. See, the eyes are, they want a man more like me and you with our mentality than they do want Mr. Ultra Sensitive Romantic guy over here. They'd rather deal with us because, see, the thing about it is, they know in the back of their head, ultra romantic, sensitive guy over here, if they even date him, because they probably think he's fucking gay and suspect, if they even give him the time of day, they probably feel far less safe with that guy than they do with us. And women love to feel safe. The only time Mr. Sensitive, ultra romantic guy gets his chick is when he's got money to back it up.
Yeah, now I'm going to go post this on Facebook too. That's how I feel. Women want security, and men want assurance. Men want to be sure about shit. Women just want to feel secure about shit.
Okay. You're right.
Being all sensitive, you don't want to be sure about nothing. You just don't want nobody to hurt you because you're sensitive. Men just want to be sure. They don't give a fuck if you hurt them. All right, you sure that's what you want to be? You want to hurt me? All right, you sure on that? I'm sure on whatever actions I'm going to take from you hurting me. Men, sensitive men, they don't want none of that. They can't deal with that. They're sensitive.
Okay.
The DNA structure.
So let me ask you this. Do you think women who say, man, I can't stand no sensitive nigga, I don't want no nigga that's sensitive, women who take that stance and that kind of attitude right there, do you think more often than not they're going to be ghetto or hood or something, or seen or viewed to people as a hard chick?
Nah, because a white woman will tell you she don't want a sensitive man. It's just the way that you deliver, you know what I'm saying? My grandfather used to always say it ain't what you say, but how you say it. Nah, depends on how they think. They don't want a sensitive man. Then you could probably predetermine on who said it. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The way they say it, how they say it, the word they choose. But you shouldn't want a fucking sensitive man.
You shouldn't want one. You think women shouldn't want one?
Fuck no. You shouldn't want no fucking sensitive man. That ain't no man.
Why not? Why shouldn't they want a guy who can... who they can watch a movie with and cry with, and you know what I'm saying? He's all, you know, in tune with their feelings and shit. Why shouldn't they want that guy?
I'm in tune with my feelings, but I ain't about to cry for you. Shit. God damn. Fuck. I don't want to hear you crying. I'll be telling them, man, look, fuck, shut up. I don't need that shit.
See, now there you go. Now, see, that's not what they want, man. They want a guy who, when they cry, you know, they want a guy to come and see, baby, what's the matter, you know,
If it ain't no major problem, if it ain't no real shit, because women, I like to say, women tend to cry over a lot of bullshit. Women tend to cry over a lot of bullshit. If it ain't no shit that you really need to be crying over, you know what I'm saying, because you still got to, even though your woman may be an emotional creature and all that, you still got to give her tough enough something, too. You know what I'm saying, like I say. I'm in tune with my sensitive side, my emotional side, but I ain't gonna do all that fucking crying. So like, she don't need to cry for every fucking thing. Every little movie come on, oh, look how they did that at the end, now she crying. Man, shut that shit up. That's a movie.
Well, you're asking a lot of some of these women. You're asking a lot. I got one last question. I'm gonna get to the next call. I'm gonna get to a female. Do you think men who are sensitive, these sensitive guys that's out here,
yes.
Do you think they,
yes.
First of
yes.
all, when you see a sensitive nigga, do you think he gay? Do you think he's suspect gay?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You do?
Gay. Yeah. Looking at
is that fair, though? Okay. I hear what you say. Is that fair? Is that fair for you to think that? Is that right that you think that they gay just because he's sensitive?
Yeah. It's right.
Somehow I knew you were going to say that. Somehow I knew you was gonna say that. Stay on the line, man.
All right, man.
I'm gonna come back. Just stay on the line. You can for the after party. All right. So here we are, episode 146. I'm getting ready to go to a female now. Actually, I got Shavers up next. Then I'm gonna do T. Lewis. Then I'm gonna do Michigan Girl. I see Twinkle on the line. I see a private caller also, you feel me, that's got their hands raised. Let me get to all these calls real quick. Let me jump to it, you feel me? The homie Rascal Ross,
is of course the third guy besides myself that said he's not sensitive, and you know El Panama said he's not sensitive. I think I'm a man's man. No, I'm not the hardest nigga. You feel what I'm saying? But I'm not emotional. I don't cry easy. I haven't cried since my grandfather died. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, and that's been a long time. You feel what I'm saying? So I'm not that guy. I'm not this ultra-sensitive motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? And I personally don't think that fucking women want that motherfucker. You feel what I'm saying? And so far, all the women that we've talked to on the show have said, if they got to choose, give me the guy's guy. Give me the man's man. Fuck the sensitive dude. Yeah, they would like to have some of the qualities that the sensitive guy has. Yeah, they would. It would be nice to have that wrapped up into the same nigga that bends you over and fucks you like a quote-unquote thug love, wherever that came from, like Veronica said. It'd be nice, maybe, but at the most part, we know that both that the odds of that being wrapped up into one guy is slim. So since 9 out of 10 times you're going to have to pick, they're going to pick Mr. Not-So-Sensitive. It is what it is. Episode 146. Shay, what's happening?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on? Thanks for calling the show, babe. 347-934-0966. Hit the number one on your keypad if you want to talk. 347-934-0966. Hit the keypad. Hit the number one on the keypad if you're on the phone line if you want to talk. Welcome, everybody, tuning in at www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. Sorry for the 5-minute delay, everybody, on the podcast, you feel me? But you won't even notice it. Moving right along. How can I be sensitive and I got gunshot effects?
You got one.
And I'm again hosting from my fucking phone, so you can't hear my background music because Skype is tripping. Whatever. So, Shay.
Okay.
Let's get into it. Sensitive guys, you know what I'm saying, they don't want you. So I'm going to go ahead and ask you off the top. Do you like a man with sensitivity, one that shows lots of emotions and such, you know what I'm saying? Which one would you rather have, a man that isn't really in tune with his sensitive side, a true man's man, or a guy who's sensitive and shows emotion? And once again, ladies, keep in mind, he might have a little bitch in him. It's just great chance he's going to have a little bitch in him if he's all sensitive and shit. I'm just saying. It's a female trait. What say you, Shay?
Okay, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I used to be the kind of chick who thought I wanted a sensitive man until my ass really got one, and that was not what I wanted at all. And so now I have adopted the theory that I can't but one bitch be under the roof. You just can't have one bitch.
I'm applauding it. You know, but see, you're gonna have somebody. Before the night is out, somebody's gonna get on this phone line and say, why they gotta be a bitch? Just because they can show some emotions. See, y'all motherfuckers are always on that hood shit. That nigga bullshit. Blah 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 blah. I'm waiting for that caller. They haven't got on here yet, but they're lurking. I got 30 people on the line and about 10 people with their hands raised. The motherfucker is out here. They might not just don't say shit, but they out here, and I might run into them. What do you say to somebody who says that, though?
Well, I call it like I see it. I am a female, and being a female, I know that certain times of the month and certain times of the season, I am a pure-ass bitch, and I am the type of chick, I don't want somebody coming up to me, oh, baby, what's wrong? Okay, well, when you recognize I'm being a bitch, just say, oh, you know what, I'm going to leave her alone until she decides she want to come talk to me about whatever, whatever, because that's how I operate. I don't want somebody coming up all up on me like that. You know, I want to deal with whatever I got to deal with, and I'm ready to say, hey, you know what, I was going through something, whatever. I'll come around, but don't force me. Don't be all huggy all up on me trying to be all if you're going to be emotional, then I can't be emotional. I need to be emotional by myself. I just need you to toughen up and take care of business.
Touché.
I'm just saying. I'll come back out of it, but, you know.
And I'm part of the course, by the way. All you people who just joined me on the line, we had three women. We have three women so far, and I'm doing a guy girl. So far, all the women have confirmed the topic of the title of the show: sensitive men. They don't want you. These women do not want your sensitive ass. Even though I was the reason why I came up with the show, because I was sitting around a group of fucking women, and they were all sitting over there chatter, blah blah blah. They talking about I just want a guy who wants, you know, who's in tune with my emotional needs and blah, blah, blah. You know what I'm saying? He ain't got it all. Got to be all hard all the time and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you say that shit. You say that shit when you sitting around with your homegirls and shit. But secretly, I think you think like the K-100 women. Fuck that goddamn sensitive ass nigga. Okay, now, Shay.
You know,
do you think showing emotions make a man weak? What do you say?
I was going to say, in all honesty, I think that I'm the kind of chick, I'll ask for what I want. If I feel like I need a hug, I'm a big girl. I can say, you know, I need a hug. And just give me a hug when I need one. That's it. But I don't think, I don't think showing emotions make him, you know, weak. Because there are certain instances where, you know, it's okay to show some emotion that can show, like, some strength. Like, I saw my dad cry one time, and it was because his sister died. I mean,
That's not the same thing. Death in the family, death of a close one, a sibling, that's not, that everybody gets a pass on that. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
you
what
feel
me?
I've seen a
whole
bunch of niggas that
I know
instances
like,
of cry when certain people die, so I don't even put no stock in that shit at all. You feel what I'm
well,
saying?
I haven't cried since
my grandfather died. That's how much I love him, so that's the last time I cried. He's been dead for almost 10 years now. You feel what I'm saying? That's the last time I cried.
You
know what I'm saying? So
it didn't make you sensitive to cry. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying.
Right.
In certain situations, that does not make somebody sensitive. That just shows that,
right.
Okay, you're in touch with your emotions. That was a feeling. That was, like, something real deep. And you were strong enough to let it out.
Okay. So if you were on a date, Shay, let's say you go out with a guy, first date, whatever, second date, third, whatever date, and you're sitting in the movie with this guy, and y'all are watching, I don't know, Titanic or some shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
Leonardo DiCaprio floats off into the ice, and this motherfucker got tears coming down his eyes. What say you? What you thinking?
I probably wouldn't talk about him, like, right away. But I didn't cry at the damn Titanic. I mean, it takes something really deep for me to cry. I mean, and I'm a chick, and I will admit, I'm an emotional chick sometimes. So it takes, like, a lot for me to, like, show some emotion. So if I saw a guy do that, I'm not going to talk about him, but I'm just going to be like, okay, he's a little sensitive. Yeah, he's a little sensitive.
And is he the kind of guy that you want to kick it with?
Probably not too deep. I mean, we can go see another movie, but I'm going to make sure it's going to be a sad one.
The fact remains, you know he did it.
I'm going to put him over on the friends list for a little while until he redeems himself.
Do you think that guys who are sensitive are suspect gay?
You know what? I don't think all of them are, but, you know, I have a friend that I recently became friends with again on Facebook, and I swear this guy might be gay now if he wasn't already before.
Why?
He was very
What is that? Is it because he's sensitive? Is that going to do with sensitivity or what?
Yeah, he's sensitive, and if you saw his picture, yeah.
Well, I ain't talking about if he fucking got his eyebrows shaved like a bitch. I'm talking about
it ain't nothing like that. I think he thinks it looks good, but it doesn't. It looks so gay. Oh, my gosh, it looks so gay.
But I'm talking about is he sensitive? Is he sensitive?
Yeah. Well, I haven't seen him or talked to him recently other than, like, telecommunication on Facebook or whatever. But, yeah, back then he was very sensitive, very sensitive. Sensitive to the point where it was a turnoff. That's why I never, like, went nowhere with him because he was, like, ultra sensitive. And nice guy, but just too damn sensitive. Like, yeah, you need to grow some balls if you want to, you know, kick it with me. I'm not into that.
All right. So, last question. Do you think women who say things like what you said, you need to grow some balls if you want to be with me, and I need you can only be one bitch in the house. And do you think you think these women are hood or considered too hard? I don't think you hood at all. So, you know, you're kind of shooting a hole in that theory just by you saying
it. I know. I'm probably, like, knocking that
you
on down.
Because
that's
not
how I feel
all.
For
you
real.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's like,
it's
you know, they kind of shoot
a
hole
in the woman knows what a woman wants.
Uh-huh.
I think it's just about
and women don't want
wants.
Sensitive men. Do you think
women
most
don't.
Women don't want a sensitive man?
I really do think that. I think that they might think that they're supposed to want that because we feel that way. I think some women don't understand that men and women are supposed to be different. We're supposed to act like women. They're supposed to act like men. Some women think that, okay, he should be in tune with you should tell him when you feel a certain way. He's supposed to just know. He's supposed to be like, oh, I know exactly what you feel. You know, I got cramps too. He's supposed to feel like that. You're supposed to tell him, oh, you know what, I am just in a pissy mood right now and ain't no particular reason. I'm just pissed off and I probably shouldn't talk to you right now. Okay, he should go and do his business or whatever. And then when you feel better, you tell him, you know, look, baby, I'm sorry, whatever, I was just upset. You know, that's how you're supposed to do. I mean, he ain't supposed to be in tune because he wasn't born to know that. You got to tell him. He can't read your mind.
All right.
You gotta tell him.
3 for 3. They don't like you, sensitive niggas. They don't like you. So stop trying to be on Facebook trying to post up nice, sensitive posts and shit thinking you're going to get some pussy, okay? It's not working. They really don't like you. They think you a fag, some of them. It's not working, dog. So the whole sensitive line, you could, that's why I don't do it. That's why I don't play it. And I come up and I'm me, you know? And guess what? It works. Yeah. Awesome. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. That was Shay. We're going to a guy now. We're going to go to T. Lewis, and then I'm going to Michigan Girl. All right? T. Lewis, what's happening, homie?
What's up, man? What's going on?
Thanks for calling the show.
I see that vodka got you right now.
Say what now?
I said, I see that vodka got you right now.
Oh, yeah, I'm better, man. I was when I first came home, man, I was still, you know what I'm saying, coughing and all that stuff, and, you know, I was feeling bad. But, yeah, the vodka must have broke it up. I haven't really coughed in a couple of minutes, about an hour. So, you know, it's one of the best cold remedies that you can get on. I'm still feeling stuffy, but I'm all right. You know what I'm saying? Sipping on this vodka right here. So, let's jump into it. Episode 146. Once again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial to the show. 347-934-0966. If you listen to me out there in Blog Talk Radio land, blogtalkradio.com/K-100radio, call into the show. We got a lot of people who's just listening, and that's cool. But if you want to talk, make sure you hit the number one. I still got about 6 more people to get to in the next 45 minutes. So I got plenty of time, but I'm going to get to everybody. All right? See you, Twink. See you, Private Caller. See you, Keisha F. All right, and see you 678. I don't know where it is, but I see you too. So we're getting ready to go ahead and jump into it. All right, T. Lewis, episode 146,
yeah.
Sensitive men, they don't want you. So we pretty much confirmed that women, as much as they like to talk that shit on Facebook and talk that shit with their friends, they really don't want no sensitive-ass man. What you think? You think I'm right?
I pretty much agree with you, to be honest. So I'm with you. I hear a lot of them talk. But pretty much they just blowing a bunch of hot air. That's what it comes down to. Like,
right. They just saying that because that's what women should say. You know, women. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's almost like taboo. I see you, Key. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's like it's almost like taboo. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? For them to say out loud that they really don't want that kind of man. Like when they you know what I'm saying? You feel me? You know, but I mean,
yeah.
You know, on TV and shit, like, you know, like in movies, it's depicted that, you know, women, that's what kind of guy women really want. And I know it's mostly white shows that show you that shit, but then even with the black shows, you can watch a show like that got black people on it. You know, what's the show that everybody's watching, The Game or some shit? I haven't watched it, but I've watched it, like, in general, like real quick and to see what it's about. And I can see where they could have an episode where the guy's supposed to be, you know, sensitive or whatever, and that turns the chick on and she just, oh, loves him so much. And yeah. No.
Yeah.
That's movie shit. I'm not buying it. So are you a sensitive guy? Would you call yourself a sensitive guy?
Man, I'm gonna keep it 130 with you. I used to think that I was until I seen some of the things that other dudes used to do, and I was like, oh damn, I'm like, I changed my mind real quick because I was like, because me, I used to try, I still do. I try to understand where women come from and try to understand what their thought process, and I still do that to this day, and try and be more so understanding where they're coming from. But it's just certain things that you said and what Raspy was just saying a little while ago. It's just some things that I just ain't doing. For example, you got one of my boys right now. He goes out and he asked me one day. He was like, "Hey man, if your woman ran out of like tampons or maxi pads or something like that, or whatever the case is, if her period on, would you go out and get her stuff and she ran out?"
Uh-huh.
I said, "No, nigga, I ain't doing nothing like that." He like, "Wow,
right.
That's your woman." I said, "Well, that's the whole point. She's a woman. She knows when her period comes on.
Right.
She knows she's supposed to stock up on that. And just like me,
right.
if for instance, if I'm impotent and I need a penis pump, I would, if I want to get me some, I can't decide whether I'm going to give you no penis points. I need to go out and get my own penis points. You see what I'm saying?
I'm definitely not the sensitive guy that's going to go buy your fucking pads for you.
Exactly.
You can clean yourself all day long on that one. You better have just been in the motherfucking car wreck and you are immobilized. And even then, I think I'm just gonna swing by my mama's house and dip my little sister up with her to go to the store and get these pads for you real quick. And we're gonna get enough to where I ain't gotta worry about that for about another 6 months. You know what I'm saying? And that's gonna be that. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? I'm not that guy. You feel me? You can't say, you know, oh, you trying to be all hard. Well, maybe you can call it all hard. You can call it whatever the fuck you want to do, but your ass can goddamn be bleeding off your motherfucking goddamn legs. Wait for me to bring the shit back. It's not happening.
Right. I had one chick.
Not going down, ladies. I'm not the nigga. They want the guy that won't get it. They want the, per the conversation, they want the guy that's not going to go get the pass. We're not sensitive guys. That's what they want.
Yeah. That's what they want.
So they say they want it,
but hey, man, I had one chick try to play me like that though. Talking about, well, what if she real sick? I was like, that's what they make TriMedic for. Better choke on down and go get it. Just saying.
It's a million ways you cannot do it. You got homegirls, you got friends, all kind of shit. Why are you trying to sing up the store to get your pads? Just to test
for
me
real.
To see how much I love you. Shut the fuck up. I don't want to hear that shit. You know what I'm saying? Don't play games like that to test my love or some shit. Like, you feel me? You know what I mean?
Right.
Don't do that. Don't do that, ladies. It's not a test. It's idiocy. All right, next question, homie. Do you think that showing emotions make a man weak?
No, not really. I mean, especially if it's a situation that kind of hits home, that brings up like old memories or something like that was either traumatic or that made somebody real happy or something like that. That, you know, man, like, but like just normal everyday stuff. Like if your girl, like, she tell you that she don't want to talk to you right now and stuff like that, and you start getting all emotional and tearing up, it's like, why are you treating me like this now? That you got to go somewhere
right.
with all that.
Right. What's the difference between being sensitive and just caring to you then? What's the difference? Because I feel like I'm a caring person. You feel me? I'm not a person who don't give a fuck about people's feelings. I'm not a total asshole. I care about people's feelings and shit. You feel me? I am really considerate.
Right.
It's like sensitive and considerate. I don't know. I care about people's feelings. I try not to hurt people's feelings and shit. You know what I'm saying? I think that's just not being a dickhead. You feel what I'm saying? You know, you try to hurt. You don't give a fuck about how nobody feels, then you just an asshole. You feel what I'm saying? Like, you should be considerate of people's feelings. But I don't think necessarily make me sensitive. You know what I'm saying? So do you see the difference? You feel me? I'm thinking women are using the word wrong, or women are using the phrase wrong. Women are saying they want a sensitive man, but that's not really what they want. They just want a nigga who and an asshole who give a fuck about their feelings a little bit. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel me?
I think they want a guy
that's just
attentive.
So what'd you say?
I think they want a guy that's just attentive or somewhat in tune, I should say. Just somewhat in tune. Not just like you got to know everything what they're thinking, but you got to at some point you notice that something is wrong, or not necessarily that you have to know everything what to do right then and there, but you at least are in tune with the woman that you with that something is wrong or something that is not going how it should be or something like that. I don't think they want them to be overly sensitive.
I think
in tune would be a good term to use for what women are looking for.
All right. So do you think sensitive guys, if you know a nigga and you know what I'm saying, he's sensitive and shit, and you know what I'm saying, you feel me? Do you, a lot of times, rightfully or wrongfully, assume they suspect gay?
To be honest, I don't really think they suspect. I just think they just thinking wrong. Like you said, you got some dudes to be on Facebook and posting all these nice things about. Like Keith Hill said the other day, like this dude that she was trying to get out of was texting her when they were, "How was your day?" And that's overly sensitive stuff. So you might do that every once in a while, but like if it's like, "How was your day?" And then you text or call her in. Well, did the day get any better? or this and this and that. I was like, oh, come on now. That's
well, see, now you got, you know, it's a fine line between being sensitive and trying to get some pussy. It sounds like
well,
he's just trying to get
the pussy. Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
True.
Sometimes niggas act sensitive to get the pussy. Once again, ladies.
That's true.
Some of these niggas act sensitive just to get your pussy. It's true. You know, you act like you really care, but you really don't. Just because you're trying to get some pussy.
I'm going out of the fact that he said that he was trying to get at her for a while, though. You see what I'm saying? So, I'm just going off of that. But,
right.
But just even if like I've seen cases where a female has gotten mad with her husband or gotten mad at a dude, a boyfriend, whatever, and the nigga was just like he just kept just going out, just like, what can I do? What can I do to make it better? Do you need this? Do you need that? Just shut up and just let her have her woman. I mean, she ain't stupid. Just let that stupid shit go.
Right. Right,
just let it go, nigga.
I don't talk to
like that.
Yeah, it is. So last question, I'm going to Michigan, girl. What do you think about chicks who say shit like, I don't want no sensitive ass man. He need to grow some balls. There can only be one bitch in the house. Are these chicks hard? Are they too hard? Are they just the average woman?
That's why I love shit.
Well, she wasn't the only one that said that. Not even every woman so far has said something similar along those lines.
Yeah. Honestly, in my experience, I'm kind of sort of with you on this one. I think they're a little bit hood, but the ones like Shay said, like that I've actually dated a couple that thought that they wanted a sensitive dude. This is why I thought that I was like one of these sensitive dudes, and it's just like they were trying to just do things that I just didn't agree with. I was like, nah, nigga, I don't do that. And then they find out that when they get a sensitive nigga, it's like, mm-mm, that ain't what they want. So I think in my experience, like I said with you, I think most of them are hood. That's what I think.
I
just think so.
Yeah. Most of them are.
Because ain't seen too many that wasn't.
Shay don't want a nigga. Shay said a nigga need to grow some balls. Just saying. All right, homie, stand by, man. We got some more calls on the line, all right?
Yeah, man.
All right. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Michigan girl, what it do?
What's going on? What's up?
What's up, babe? Thanks for calling the show. Thanks for calling the show. Episode 146. Yeah. K1 the Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizz, and thanks everybody for tuning in to the show. Episode 146, Michigan girl. Sensitive men, they don't want your ass. Your ass stop sensitive, niggas. Stop acting sensitive. They really don't want you. That's it. Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. I don't want no sensitive man. I'm going to need a man's man, as y'all, you know, said it for this episode. I don't need all that overly sensitive. You crying if I'm crying. Man, get the hell on. I don't need all of that. You can't be crying.
You
I'm
see
crying.
What I'm talking about? This is why I'm having this show. See, people... Okay. Let me ask you this. Not even ask anybody this, but let me ask you this: Would you say that for the most part, it's put out there, whether it be media or just however, that's what women want?
Yeah, I would say media does it. Movies or they. It's like a lot of women get this romanticized or fantasized idea, and a man can be somewhat romantic without being overly sensitive or extra romantic, and I think some women get it twisted. Maybe they've been dealing with assholes or whatever, but a man can do nice things for you. So maybe he might, you know, just know you had a hard day at work and rub your feet, you know, for you, and that's cool, and then, you know, but that's not being overly sensitive. He might forget your anniversary, but one day for no reason, he might just say, you know what, she been down or whatever, I'm going to send her some flowers. So it's like you have to expect a balance and know what you're looking for, because like Shay said, you say you want this overly sensitive dude, but when you get him, that ain't what you want unless you just a real dominating chick and you want somebody that you can control, then that may be what you really want. But if you just really the average chick and you want a man that's going to be there, you know, hold you down, y'all can do something together. You don't really want no overly sensitive man.
Right, right. And I think you made one good point I really like. A lot of times, these women that want these sensitive-ass men, they be the kind of women that want to run shit. You feel
yeah.
me? They be women that want to run shit. You feel what I'm saying? They want to run the house. That's why they pick these sensitive-ass bitch niggas. You feel me? So they can goddamn run the motherfucking, so they can run shit. So they can be the boss and wear the pants in the motherfucker. That's why. Because they can't do that shit with a man's man. Bitch, you ain't finna run shit. Bitch,
yeah,
did my motherfucking son got a dress on, bitch?
Yeah,
I'll whoop your ass in a minute.
Right.
And I don't even hit this.
I wanted a man like my grandfather. My grandfather, to me, was, you know, it. Well, he's still alive. So, but he's a man's man. I mean, he worked two jobs. He held it down, whatever he had to do for his family. But, you know, every once in a while, you know, he might bring my grandma some flowers or, you know, candy on Valentine's Day when he remembered or have, you know. So he wasn't overly sensitive. You know, he ran the house. He did whatever. But he still, you know, was compassionate and cared and, you know, knew to do certain things to keep her happy. I'll say it like that.
Right, right, right. So let me ask you the next question. I'm going to move along. I'm going to get to the rest of these calls. We still got 30 minutes, so I got enough time. Do you think that showing emotions make a man weak? What's the difference between being sensitive and caring? You feel me? You know, is that what people are mixing it up? I think, like I said earlier, I think that's what people are mixing it up. But do you think showing emotions make a man weak? If you were out on a date with a guy, you feel me? And, you know, y'all were watching a movie when it had a sad part or whatever, and, you know, you look to the right or whatever, you know, he's got a couple of tears rolling down, sniffing, you know, what say you?
I'm going to be looking a little sideways like, okay, I ain't crying, but he crying. So I might have to take into consideration what the movie is, like what sad part. Like, if it's something like, you know, homeboy didn't get shot, and maybe your homeboy got shot, I might be a little bit more understanding. Maybe you lived through that and you watched. You know, you held your homeboy in his arms while he's, I might. So if you just crying about Titanic because Leonardo DiCaprio then froze to death, and I'm going to look at you a little suspect, and I'll be like, okay, you might be overly sensitive, and I might have to keep you over here. I'm with Shay. I might have to keep you in the friend column because I don't know. I don't need you crying, and I ain't crying. I'm saying. You
right.
Know,
maybe y'all can go shopping together next week.
But I do think people mix up being sensitive and being caring or compassionate. Like you said, you can care about somebody's feelings, and if you care about that person, of course, if you love that person, you're going to know them, and you're going to know there are certain things that are going to make them happy. You're going to know if something ain't right, and you're going to know if it's like something ain't right, like, okay, I need to leave her alone because maybe it's that time of the month. Or you'll know to say, hey, everything cool. And if she says she don't want to talk about it, okay, well, I'm going over here. Holler at me when you're ready. But you don't want nobody,
right.
That sensitive all up on you. Well, baby, what's wrong? Talk to me. I'm here for you. Man, if you don't get out of my face with that, I don't want to talk right now.
Right. So, do you think guys that are overly sensitive, do you normally kind of look at them and think, you know, they suspect gay? Huh? Yeah?
I mean, if you overly sensitive, I'm not even going to lie. It's K100, so I'm going to keep 100. If you overly sensitive, I might look at you and be like, he might be down low on the cover, something, or just gay. I mean, it is what it is.
Okay. last question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think the women who think like you, Shay and everybody else, the women, you know what I'm saying, y'all don't want a sensitive man, y'all think a nigga that's sensitive might be suspect and all that. Are y'all hard women? Are y'all not the average woman? Am I missing something? Are y'all women that are too hard? You feel me? Are y'all not really what the average woman is like? Or what?
No, I wouldn't say that we too hard.
I'm hanging around
a
bunch of people.
I would say that we realistic, we know what we want, and I think that some women think they want a sensitive man, and like I said before, maybe if they're that kind of, because I do know a girl or a chick, whatever, that only dates sensitive men because she's into this control thing. She wants to control everything. So if it's that kind of woman, then yeah, that's what she wants. But I don't think we're too hard because we say we don't want a sensitive man. I think we just know what we want, and maybe we've seen some good examples growing up of how a real man should be or a man's man should be, and that's what you model after. Or maybe you didn't, and you just have this idea of what you want your man to be. And I want my man, I want to be able to say, okay, my man is the head of this household, and, you know, he going to hold it down, and, you know, we going to do whatever together. I don't need to be like, damn, I got to run this shit because this little son of a motherfucker over here can't handle shit. I might need to break down sometimes. I don't need you breaking down with me. I need you to hold it together.
But, see, now you said something that I was trying to make sure people didn't, like, start to do when you made it seem like just because he's sensitive, he can't pay the bills on time, or you know, you feel me though?
I dealt with a real sensitive dude, and when they real sensitive like that, at least the ones that I've met and been in contact with, not even dating, they kind of, honestly, they more like women. I mean, he wanted to, you know, take the money and go do frivolous stuff. And I'm like, wait a minute, you got bills to pay. How you going to go shopping? I think you might be borderline. You not, I don't know. It was just his whole DNA or something was just off. I just can't explain it. But he was real sensitive. And to me, he acted more like some females, you know, didn't know how to manage money, want to go here, want to do this, and didn't know how to prioritize, didn't know how to take care of business.
Okay. Well, I don't know if being sensitive coincides with being irresponsible, but we'll dig into that. We'll dig into that. Stay on the line, all right?
All right.
All right. I got Twinkle, then Key, then Keisha F. Twinkle.
Yes, sir.
What's going on, babe? Thanks for calling the show. Keys up next to Keys L. We got enough time to grab everybody before the show ends. You feel me? All right. So, episode 146. K1's Internet Radio. You did 347-934-0966. All you people on the line that just listening, welcome. Feel free to hit the number one. You know what I'm saying? As you can tell, we got plenty of people that want to talk on the show. But I'd like to hear from some of you, but of course I love to hear from my K100 fam. You feel me? Love that all day long. But I can keep it like that, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Just to keep it 100 with you. But I'd like to hear from you other people and you other calls from all these area codes: 402-209 and a couple 678s, another 850. Y'all hit the number one and holler at me. All right. So Twink, then Key,
yes,
then Keisha F. Twink, what's happening? So here we go. Episode 146. Sensitive men. They don't want you. You got no luck, sensitive men. You're 0 for 5. 0 for 5. Here's number 6. What say you, Jeanette? Twinkle? Sensitive men? Do you want them?
No. I mean, I don't want someone overly sensitive. Like, it's cool for you to, if you see me crying, for you to come over and offer some type of words of comfort, but I don't want you to sit down and start crying with me. Like, for real, if that was what I wanted, I date a female. I don't date women, so.
I told you, sensitive niggas, y'all. I don't know why Ralph Trash weren't lying to y'all. Ralph Trash were probably fucked up some pussy for a whole generation of niggas. Fucked up the pussy. Just fucked it up. Made that song, made the motherfucking women think they wanted a sensitive nigga. It's probably a lot of divorces right now because niggas got women married sensitive niggas listening to Ralph Tresvant want motherfucking goddamn soft ass and then realize 10 years later this nigga is goddamn suspect. I'm just saying, Ralph, you did the people a disservice, homie. Anyway, you know Ralph Tresvant, man, sensitivity? Anyway. Do you like a man? You don't like a man with sensitivity, one that shows a lot of emotion. Do you think that it makes a man weak to show emotion? You know what I'm saying? What's the difference between sensitive and just caring to you, Twink?
The difference between, like, I don't cry a lot. Like, I do find like certain signs of emotion to be weakness because people will feed on that. But I don't want a guy that, you know, oh my God, I just killed a spider. Stop. Leave that alone. What are you doing? I don't want anybody. Like, it's cool if like, say your mama dies. Cry, by all means. I don't want you to hold that in because then you're going to go crazy and you're going to end up on the male version of Snack.
Right.
But I don't want you crying because, like, I don't remember. I think it was Mission Girl just now. I want you crying because, you know, Leonardo DiCaprio then froze. Stop. You know, just leave it alone. It's certain things.
Right.
It's a very small list of things you can cry about.
If you're a guy, right?
Yes. Like, if you can't,
right.
Oh, damn, I lost money. Don't cry. Please don't cry. Please don't cry. Because if I see a man crying over something small and just meaningless like that, then I feel the need to step in and man up for him and fill that void. And I don't want to have to man up. Nope.
So what you're saying is, and pretty much you sent some guys are 0-6 with this next statement, you'd rather have a man's man than Mr. Sensitive. Now,
yeah.
I want you to keep in mind that a lot of the time, if you want Mr. Romantic, most of the time he's going to be Mr. Sensitive also. You still want Mr. Man's Man?
The guy that I'm dealing with now, I've never seen him cry. He'll call me, yeah, all right, babe, just checking on you. I'll let you later. Bye. That's our phone conversation.
Right.
But I go
uh-huh.
over together. I know that he cares about me. I don't have to sit and go, what if he cares about me? Or I don't have to get a phone call every day. Why didn't you call me, baby? I just was so worried about. Don't worry about me. It's cool to worry about me to yourself and not let me know, but then give me small hints that you care, than to worry about me out loud in public to everybody. And then I got my homeboys. Nah, he ain't gay. We just.
So do you believe that sensitive guys are suspects a lot of times?
I happen to have dated a sensitive guy. He now is gay. Yes, I believe that.
What'd you say?
I dated a sensitive guy. I think I made this point on your show. I dated a sensitive guy, and he is now gay. Like, he's now out of the openly gay. Like, he was before, because, like, the reason he broke up is because he told me that he used to find guys attractive, and there's no use to in finding men attractive when you're a guy. And I said, oh, well, I used to find you attractive, so we used to go together. I'm used to have called you. Bye.
I used to find guys attractive, nigga. And one time to make sure you're down. What the fuck is wrong with this nigga? I don't know. Okay, last question, Twin. Do you think that women like yourself and the other 6 people that talked on the phone so far, we got 2 more left, and I already know what one of them's going to say. You know what I'm saying? I know what one of them's going to say. And the other one, she's probably going to agree with y'all too, but I know what one of them's going to say. You know what I'm saying? You know, because she ain't even sensitive. She probably got more nigga in her than most niggas. But!
Tell her I said, hey.
She said, but, you know what I'm saying? But, do you think women who think like you think, do you think y'all would be considered by most people, a majority of females in society, as women that are hard, that are too hard?
I've been told that I was hard, I was hood, but I don't think I am because, I mean, I know how to be emotional. Like, I just decide not to let those emotions show because it is a lot of sensitive guys out there, and I've dated one too many sensitive guys that made me feel as if I needed to be hard. So if I am considered hard, then it's those other niggas' fault.
Well, is their fault that you...
Because while dating them, I've dated too many guys where I've had to step up and be like, all right, you know what, I got it, I'll take care of it. You go off in the corner and clean your face, wipe the snot off your nose. I got you. Just bye. And you know, like now that I got the guy, I got now. He just is baffling because he's like, you know what, just shut up. I got it.
And you prefer that a lot more. It's a lot better that way, huh?
Yeah, I prefer him being the one saying, I got you, baby, than me going, again, nigga, for real.
Well, I mean, it sounds like some of you women have had dudes that just were irresponsible and immature, and I don't want to confuse that with sensitive tonight. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know
I mean,
like Michigan
know,
girl, like Michigan girl, the one before you, she said some things, and I was like, sounds like this nigga just immature as a motherfucker. I don't know necessarily if that makes him sensitive. He's just fucking immature. You feel what I'm saying? You know what I mean? I was trying to make sure I didn't get the words and the lines crossed up. You feel what I'm saying about what it is exactly that I'm talking about? So you know what I'm saying? You know, but I see where you're coming from. So at the end of the day, sensitive guys are 0-6. At this point with the females, you guys are not, you guys are never going to get laid. You're never going to get laid.
They might get laid, but they won't be in a relationship too long.
Right. Well, I guess that's right. Okay. All right. Stand by. Hello, Key.
Were you referring to me?
Were you not next? You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, man. It is what it is, man. I mean, you know, you're my uncle and everything, but I'm just saying, you got a lot of niggas, you're already my fan. It is what it is.
No, I do
not. You didn't know your shoes, you know? Okay, episode 146.
I'm well balanced.
Episode 146. 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. That's the number to call in. And if you're on the phone lines and you haven't talked and I've never heard from you with these strange area codes, hit the number one. If not, it's okay. I'm not going to be mad at you. All right. Maybe you're just, you know, getting your feet wet. You know what I'm saying? It's cool. All the shows are like this. We all say what the fuck we want to say and curse and all kind of stuff. And I don't censor anybody. So whatever it is, you're sitting there thinking, if you're sitting, you're on the phone and you're the one chick saying, well, I love me a sister nigga. I don't know. These bitches crazy. Hey, it's okay. Hit the number one. Go ahead. Do it. It's okay. I may kill you, but it's all in fun. It's all in fun. It's K100 Internet Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. So, Key.
Yeah.
Can I get 0-7? What say you, Key? A sensitive man, you know, can he get some play from you or what?
I can't really say that I'll, you know what I'm saying, really take a man that's too sensitive seriously. Now, I do think that it's getting kind of misconstrued along the way because you can be sensitive and not just be a fag. You know what I'm saying? A man can care about you and that'll make him a fag. You know, I don't think he's gay because of that. It's men there are men that's not, like, hard, and they are romantic. This man is like that. I've known men my thing is, be hard out there with all them other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Don't be damn ghetto hard-ass with me. Like, when Rascal was like, oh, you know, what the fuck she crying about this time? Man, get the fuck out of here. You know what I'm saying? You just an inconsiderate-ass motherfucker. Get the fuck on. Because especially when it comes to me.
You can't pick and choose, King. Okay?
No, I'm saying, the thing is, you can be one way with them people in the streets, but when it comes to the person that you with, certain things you should be able to kind of balance out a little bit more.
Okay, when it comes to the person that you with, that's why I asked the question. What's the difference between sensitive and just caring? I said I'm not a complete dickhead. I care about somebody's feelings, and if I'm in a relationship with them, if I'm kicking with them, I do care about their feelings. But at the same time, that still doesn't make me sensitive. I'm talking about sensitive. You feel me?
Well, that's
you know
why I
what
think
I'm saying?
It's getting misconstrued. I think it's getting misblown away. Because
but I think everybody's been pretty much on point. I've been trying to keep it.
No, some men feel like if you say sensitive, that means that you might be too caring. You know what I'm saying? Like, they feel like they don't even supposed to care about certain things when it comes to women. Because I ain't no woman, so why should I care about that? You know, some men feel that way.
But I'm not talking about, like I said, I'm not saying that you should not care, especially if you married to a woman and that's your wife or some shit, y'all in a relationship, you feel me, supposed to be together. You're supposed to care about her well-being or whatever. You feel what I'm saying? You're supposed to care. I'm not advocating not caring at all. That's not even what I'm talking about. That's what I'm saying. I'm talking about overly sensitive. I'm talking about sensitive. you know, to the point where you just getting all
like,
emotional.
Like, yeah, I don't need
you
crying
shit,
on Titanic. I don't need you crying in Titanic. I mean, for real,
right.
Nigga.
Right.
I mean,
you feel
yeah,
what
certain
saying?
Parts, I could feel that. And I also think that, too, I think women that are overly emotional, they like sensitive men because they feel like he may understand her overly emotional ass a little bit more. Cause she just extra. That bitch just extra. There's some real extra type bitches out here, and you like what you know, and they want their man to come over. They don't want to have to say what's wrong with them. They just want their man to kind of figure it out. That type of shit. So he got to be a little more sensitive than other men to even kind of know. But yeah, them bitches need to kill themselves too.
I'll do it for you. Do you think when a man shows emotions that he weak? You feel me?
No.
Does that make a man weak?
I don't think
no.
He shows towards me. Now, if you show it, like, if you with everybody that way, yeah, I might look at your ass a little retarded. And don't even
you know,
show it.
Look, see, this is the thing, though, Key. This is the thing. You always, you the first one that's going to sit there
because,
and say,
but
this
see, here's my thing.
Right
here's my thing.
You
know, it's like you
said.
You
want this nigga
that's out
here like this right here. You
want
to be like that, but when he with you, he need to change. He is what he is.
No, he don't have to change. He don't have to change. But like you said, you was like, yeah, I got a lot of nigga in me. But then again, if my man being a man, he not gonna see a whole lot of that. Now, if I'm just out here dating or whatever, you gonna see some of the nigga in me. You know what I'm saying? But if you a man that's been in a relationship with me, he might be like, yeah, she be like that, but she really like, you know. Yeah, and even some of y'all, like Shay or somebody was saying on the page, they was like, he, you know, she be acting hard, but she really, you know, really kind of soft and da 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 da. So it's not that I'm two different people. It's just that depending on what you give, that's what you're going to get.
Yes, I don't know. I don't think, for guys, it's harder to separate, okay? For us, if we out there in these streets and we just nigga in the street, we may come home and we may tone it down a little bit with you, but we ain't going to be too far from
and
the
that's all I'm
is.
Talking
that's
about. That's is. All I'm talking about, just a little bit. I ain't talking about you totally opposite. I'm just talking about just a little bit. Tone that shit down a little bit. I'm not that nigga in the street. Just like I'm going to tone it down a little bit for you. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not that nigga in the street. So that's all I'm saying,
okay,
just a little bit.
I can see that. That makes sense because you don't treat your old lady like you treat any bitch in the street. That just who does
exactly.
That?
Exactly. That's
you
all I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying?
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, okay, but that's kind of off subject, though. You feel me? Because I'm talking about really sensitive music. Now, do you
know? Some men don't know how to separate it, though. Some men will treat their woman in the house like that bitch in the street. Some men do that. They don't know how to separate it, period. They don't know how to give. They don't know how to tone it down a little bit at the house. They don't know how because they just so hard and so this, or either they so sensitive. It's some men don't know how to separate. They don't know how to tone that thing down.
Okay, so do you think that oftentimes when you see a guy that he's kind of overly sensitive, whatever, that he's suspect gay?
Yeah, that he a little suspect. Nigga, take your sweet ass home somewhere.
You know, these sensitive niggas, I don't know. Because I'll ask you this. Do you think it's society? I'm going to get Keisha up, and then we're going to go to the after party. Do you think that society in general is trying to make us believe that women want sensitive men?
Man,
because it seems like that's what they want, you know, in the media and in the pictures and the movies and stuff. It makes it seem like that's what y'all really want, a guy who's all in tune with you. And you know what I'm saying? When you see these movies and shit, that's what they be trying to make it
they
seem
probably,
like.
They probably trying to do that so they can keep breaking up families and marriages and shit. That's why the media, they off the train anyway. So I can see them trying to do that. I can see them trying to make
okay.
It not be that way. But then again,
right,
some of
question.
Our black movies make it seem like everybody want a thug and everybody don't want them thug and they're like, keep it real.
Nah, I don't know about that. Our black movies make come up with some with some incredible super niggas that we don't know where these niggas are at. Like Tyler Perry movies. I don't know where these niggas are at.
Oh
well,
yeah, I don't know about that.
I don't know niggas like them niggas. You know what I'm saying? But anyway. You know what I'm saying? So last question. Do you think women who are like you and the other six women that's on the show, at seven, we got Keisha F next. We're gonna see if we can be 0 for 8 for the sensitive niggas. Do you think that y'all are considered hard? You know how people can see. You know how people see you or whatever. So when you talk how you talk, and you be like, man, I don't want no sensitive ass nigga and blah blah blah. Do you think people view you women as
man? You
hard?
already said that.
I mean,
might
you got
be
a lot
one
of niggas.
That,
I said
I might be the one that will say that. Like, yeah, she might be a little. You know what I'm saying? But I'm really, I am, but I'm not. But I don't think the women just hard. I think they just want a man. You know what I'm saying? That's
If you're a woman, you want a man. If you're a man, you want a woman. It's, that's just the way it works.
All right. All right. I'm moving on. Keisha L. Yeah,
man.
Keisha L.
Hey.
Hello. Hey, hello. What's happening, babe?
Hey.
What's happening?
Nothing.
I got you. All right.
Okay, good.
Episode 146. Yeah, I'm really battling this cold. 347-934-0966. Want to remind you guys, we got about 5 minutes left in the live broadcast of the show. All right, so I'm taking this call, and then we're going into the after party. You feel me? All right, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. If you want to be a part of the after party and the after discussion on this particular topic or whatever may come up, because the after party may switch topics, you know what I'm saying? You know how we do it for the third hour. We may get into something else. We may get off kilter. You got to dial 347-934-0966. I'll remind you in about 5 more minutes right before it goes off, but right now I'm going to get to my caller, Keisha F. What it do? Yeah. And here you go. So, Keisha, system niggas are 0-7 so far on K100. You're the deciding vote.
Yeah.
Will they get a vote?
Oh.
Will some one of these women stand up for the sensitive man? Will Keisha break the cycle? Keisha, what say you?
No, I'm not breaking the cycle.
You're not making a cycle. Stop it on Facebook. Stop asking all these questions like you really care. Like you all want to be in tune with the women. And they don't like you, nigga. That shit ain't working. They're laughing at you. They think you gay.
Right. Well, no, I don't think they're laughing at them. I think that they're just trying to get some booty. That's all that is.
So
and they're trying to appeal
to
the women so they can get...
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Do you think when guys...
Yeah.
Try to display a lot of sensitivity that they really just trying to get the pussy? Hmm?
Yeah, that's what I think it is, especially when they're acting that way. Oh, well, you know, what do women want? How do you really feel? I honestly, I don't think that men really care how we really feel. I just think that they are trying to get some booty, to be perfectly honest. I mean, they'll sit there and they'll talk to you and they'll ask you these questions, but at the end of the day, it's in one ear and out the other ear. That's what I feel. But when you're trying to get the booty, you're going to ask certain questions that appeal to a woman's sensibilities. So you're going to say the things that she might want to hear. If you're in a relationship, it may be different. But if you're trying to get the booty, you're going to do that stuff. So,
I think you're being a little dramatic. I can care about a woman's feelings and not necessarily be sensitive. I'm not a prick. I care about hurting people's feelings. I don't want to hurt people's feelings. And that doesn't mean I'm just, you know,
right,
if I'm trying
course.
To get the pussy
of
or not.
Course,
I mean,
that's just human nature. Of course, you're going to care about hurting a person's feelings. But honestly, if we're sitting down at a dinner table and you say, you know, what's your greatest desire? What do you see yourself doing? Seriously, I really feel like at the
end
of the day.
Oh, my God, he can't ask you that? So he doesn't, really, Keisha? You know, you're going to make me.
Really? I mean, I can tell
really?
You I don't want to do
that. If I ask that
myself.
Question, I mean, I'm being fake. I mean, I'm just
deeper,
trying to get some booty.
If you, that's what I feel like. If you're not digging deeper, if you ask me this question and I just give you an answer that just barely scratches the surface and you don't dig deeper, then I don't think that you really care. At the end of the day, you don't care what I say to you, unless you dig deeper. There are follow-up questions to that.
I'll get into that. I can't even tackle that right now. I'll get into it in the after part.
I know. It's another subject. It's another subject.
It is, because you just, that's a little over the top. So you don't want a man with sensitivity. Do you think a man showing emotions makes him weak, that's a sign of weakness? Do you think it makes a man weak when they show emotions?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there's a difference in being sensitive and being sensitive to other people's feelings. Being sensitive is, you know, you're sitting, you're crying at the drop of a hat. That's being sensitive. But being sensitive to somebody's feelings means that, for me, it means that, you know, you see that I'm having a day or I'm feeling some kind of way about certain things. I don't need you necessarily to run to my side and just be, oh, baby, what's the problem? I just need you to understand that I'm having a moment. And I might need you to leave me alone for a little while. I mean, I may need you to go out and pick me up some ice cream or something a little later, but at this point in time, I need you to understand already that I just don't want to be bothered. That's being sensitive to my feelings. That's not necessarily being a sensitive man. See what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
There's a difference there.
Okay.
I mean, if you want somebody to be sensitive to your feelings, this chick is acting stupid. Right, I want you to understand when I'm going through something the same way that you want me to understand when you're going through something. If you're sitting there and you're upset, you don't want me running up to you, baby, baby, what's the problem? You want to deal with whatever you're dealing with, and when you come to your senses, you're going to come and you're going to tell me about it. That's how I think. That's just my opinion. That's just how I feel about the situation. If you want me to be sensitive to your feelings, then I expect you to be sensitive to mine. And that doesn't make you a weak man. That doesn't make you a sensitive gay person. It doesn't make you crying at the drop of a hat.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, Keisha.
347-934-0966.
347-934-0966. You got about 30 seconds to call the number to get back on, to get on the line and stay up, to be a part of the after party, all right? 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. The live streaming internet portion of the show is about to cease. If you're on the podcast, of course, you're going to hear what's coming up next. But if you're on the internet right now, you got to dial 347-934-0966. I'm going to run the outro music, and we come right back. I'll finish up with Keisha, and then we go into the after party. Keisha, and then I'm going to open up the phone line. We don't even have that many people on for the after party. Got some people, and of course, you know, if you're on the phone lines and you don't, like, talk for the after party, if you don't want to talk or whatever, then I'm going to hang up your phone, because the after party is to be interactive. We're going to open up all the phone lines, all right? So you've been warned. So no need to call out no numbers or anything, because you can't talk and you can't dial out. You can't get on the line if you're not on here now. We got about 8 people on the line, which is cool. You know what I'm saying? That's enough. Because a lot of times when it gets to be 15, 20, you can't even hear everybody. All right. Keisha.
Yes.
Okay. Let me finish up with Keisha.
All right.
So let's say you go out with the guy on a date or something, and you're watching this movie, and it's got some little scene with somebody, you know, dies or something or whatever, and you look over to the guy, and the guy's got tears rolling down his eyes. What are you thinking? What are you? Is it going to get a second date or what?
It depends on the movie. I mean, if it's something that I should be crying at, if it's some chick flick that I dragged him to, he better not be crying. And that's just the bottom line. But, I mean, if it's something, you know, I don't know, that may touch a man, I don't understand. But, I mean, it may touch him in a certain way, and he might have a little... you know, a little moment where you got to wipe his face off, but I don't want to see you sobbing at a movie, no. Because, I mean, I've gone to a movie, and I mean, I was with my ex-husband, and we both sat and we cried at a movie together because, I mean, it both touched us in a different way, but he wasn't sobbing. I mean, he wiped his face. He was like, damn. But it wasn't like he was sitting there sobbing. He was just like, okay, really? I'm crying at a movie.
Wow. Did you say ex-husband?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, Oprah 8 is the guy. Do you think that men that are sensitive unfairly get seen as suspect gay?
Yeah, I would say they're a little suspect, yeah. I mean, overly sensitive men, yeah.
Sensitive guys, you listening? Good. You listening, sensitive niggas? Last question, and then we'll go into the after party. What about you? Do you think people who in society view you and the rest of these women who say they don't want a sensitive man is women who are being too hard, women who aren't even in touch with themselves, you know, or some shit, like they may say, I don't know, Oprah or some shit, you know,
no.
Who knows what the fuck Oprah will say. But I'm just saying, all the women who say you don't want a sensitive man, you don't want an emotional man, do you think y'all are in the minority or what?
I mean, we might be in a minority, but I think, like he said, I mean, these little extra chicks that are all extra emotional, they need somebody that's going to appeal to their sensibilities. we might need somebody that's going to appeal to ours. I mean, me personally, I had a conversation with a girlfriend the other day. She wants a guy that she wants a yes man, somebody that's going to be like, yeah, you're right, yeah, whatever you want. And I told her, absolutely not for me. If he sees that I'm doing something crazy or I'm about to make a crazy move or I'm about to go spend $100 on a pair of shoes when he know I'm trying to save up for new tires or something, he better sit me down and say, look, what in the world are you thinking about? You got to make sure that you're prioritizing. I would want somebody to check me on something crazy that I'm about to do because I'm going to check him on something crazy he's about to do. I don't want anybody that's just going to be a pushover. Yeah, whatever you want, go ahead and do it. And then you're going to see me struggling weeks down the line. That's ridiculous. That's completely ridiculous.
Okay. All right. All right. So, sensitive niggas, it's a wrap for y'all, man. I don't know why y'all keep up the charade. Stop it.
Sensitive
niggas, it's not working.
Come
the gig
on out
is
the
up.
Closet, huh?
The gig is
come
up.
Come on out of the closet.
Raspy's on the line. El Panama, Twinkle, Michigan Girl, Keisha L, and Shay's in the building. Okay, 100 people. What say you? What say you, everybody?
What's a charade? Is that a mixture of a charade and a charade? That's what it is.
Charade.
Okay, like
a charade.
Mixing them up, right?
Word.
You
done
made
it.
Hey,
it's not on the word. Don't fucking jack these. Don't start saying.
Y'all would jack my swing around here. Charade. You done pulled a Sarah Palin on us. That's
what it is. Okay.
Charade.
Jesse Jackson on our ass.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Charade. It's my word. Don't it's my listen. Fucking word. Don't let me hear y'all motherfuckers using it 2 weeks from now. I'm talking about some like, listen, Sarah, charade. I'm like, you know what I'm saying?
We're
going
to be picking on you.
So how do you spell that, Blizzard?
I don't know. I don't have to know.
H-A, rod. Is it a noun or a verb?
It's not a fucking real word. You know what I'm saying?
The phonics dictionary.
That's a verb. He's describing something. That's a verb. He's describing it.
Adjective.
Oh, yeah, verb is an action word. I need to go back to school.
I want to say that one again.
He didn't tell nobody. Wing them, that's all right. Fuck them.
You've been sipping tonight, so hockey. It's okay. We all sipping on a little something.
Look, I wanna know, like, y'all keep saying a man's man, but back in the day, a man's man meant he took care of all the bills. Like, you know what I'm saying? Woman got to stay at home. Huh? What say you, men's men? Y'all
gonna
pay this mortgage? No, because y'all are saying a man's
exactly.
man.
Exactly. You're going to allow me to
I don't
day,
like
right.
Yeah. I don't like saying a man's man because you're supposed to be your own man. You're supposed to be your own man instead of having
a manly man.
I know where I put it, but I didn't catch it back on it.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Ooh, she,
hold
she
on
beating
now.
The dog.
Hold on, Sean. That's Twinkle over there.
That's not like
Twinkle.
Twinkle, what the hell are you doing, Twinkle?
My
bad.
I thought
she let that hood come out. She let that hood come out.
God damn it. Don't goddamn catch no charge over here and then have us be witnesses to that shit. Meet your damn phone.
I ain't heard nothing.
The key's question as far as being a man's man, I wasn't saying it like, first of all, there is no traditional, in the traditional sense of the word, it's 2011, so it takes two incomes 9 out of 10 times to even stay afloat in this society. You feel what I'm saying? So the days of you just sitting at home not doing nothing and the men bring home all the bacon, we don't make enough money
nowadays
to even do that.
They used to work two jobs.
Say what?
They used to work two jobs, make it do what it do.
I mean, maybe they could. Some people may do that. It all depends on your situation. Some women don't want to sit at home all day with the kids. Also,
I sure don't, but
so
I'm
you
just
can't
saying.
Look at it like that.
I know. My grandma
okay,
worked, but her money was her money. My grandfather paid all the bills.
Yep.
That's your grandfather.
Dated,
that's back then.
I didn't know, but
the
I
rate of inflation,
no, no,
the rate of
that's not
back
true.
Then, a loaf of bread cost a nickel. Okay?
That's not all
it
the way true, though.
$4 now.
And they
all right.
paid what we got paid.
My grandparents ate
that old bread and not cost a nickel.
I'm just saying 25 cents.
But the thing is, that's not totally true because I dated
that
a guy and it's around our age range, and he was like, because that's what his dad did. He was like, if you work, that's your money. If you got a credit
card. How much money does he make? How much money does he make?
He made good money.
Okay.
Here is the point. Because
the point depends on how much money the guy's making. That's all. That's it. To the point blank. It depends on how much money the guy's making. If the guy that's making that is not making enough money to do that, it's not going down. It doesn't make him any less of a man. Period. Point blank. If I make enough money for you not to work, then I will do it, and it's all good. If you want to go, you can go. But if I don't make that kind of money, then goddamn it, it's just not shit's gonna pop off.
I mean,
more often than not, it's not popping off like that now in America. You feel what I'm saying?
What happened to that nigga get sick and can't work? You know what I'm saying?
But you know what? I feel what you're saying, L, too. And that's why, personally, I think that, you know, in couples, marriages, whatever, they should have the bills set to where if it had to, it could survive off one income.
Whether they have it like that or not.
You are assuming that the job that you want is available, Shay. You can't set that up unless you're in that position to set that shit up. If you ain't got that kind of job, you can't set up shit.
What I'm saying is live within your means to the point that...
Exactly. Now, if you know that if one of y'all could, like, support your means of living on one income, okay, we'll do it like that. But if you know if it takes both of you guys to make that kind of living, then you might need to compromise and say, okay, well, maybe we need to live in a less expensive house, or, okay, well, maybe, you know, one of us will have to drive a less expensive car or something like that. Because if something does happen and one of y'all, you know, lose a job or whatever, at least you can keep maintaining, you know, the basic.
You might have to make a few little sacrifices.
Check.
Exactly.
Shay,
yes.
If I'm paying all the bills, and she need to be investing her money. If I'm taking care of the house, she need to be investing her money. Of course, take care of her little hair, nails, you know, car payment, all that bullshit. But the majority of that, she need to be throwing back in the pot for us.
Well, that's all I'm saying. You need to live to the point that it only takes one income.
You should be able to handle your expenses with one income, not that you have to do it like that. You know, whoever money his, hers, or whatever. Can go into the investments or whatever, but so in case something comes up, say, okay, well, that's all right, baby. I'm going to pick it up now. You know what? Okay, we're going to put it to the side.
Yeah.
You know what? But it's a shame more women don't think like that, though. The majority of the sitting home mothers, they don't think like that.
Well, see, the thing is, I'm not even to each his own. If you want to sit at home with the kids, that's not me. I like to work.
I ain't doing it.
Because I like having my own money or whatever, but the thing is, I'm not opposed to the man, like Shay said, be able to live off of one income. That's because, like, when I was married, that was the whole, you know, if something happens to one of us needs to be able to take care of whatever's going on. And, well, hell, he gone and I'm still here, so obviously that's what the fuck we did. but the whole point is, men say, like, yeah, I'm the man, I'm this, I'm that, but a lot of times, you know what I'm saying, you ain't totally living up to that whole stance. Just because you go whoop somebody's ass don't make you a man.
Yeah, you got to lead by example. I can still protect it all I want to,
but yeah, then you can't protect me from it all IRS, so you can kiss my ass about that. Really. Try it if you want to. I don't care how big and strong, how many guns, and if you can't protect me from them, so I'm going to need you to get out and do something.
Get out and do something. like John Q, go up there and stick up the hospital and shit.
Hey, something.
We're going to have to get our health care taken care of. Go on, baby. Do what you got to do now. You sit up there till you give him the operation.
I think
I ain't mad at him. He did what he had to do. I'm telling you.
Right.
I think I feel what Key is saying though. You feel me? You know, but like I said, if you're gonna say that you're, you know, a man's man or whatever, you know, if you're gonna be a man, whatever, you know, you need to head the household or whatever. But like I said, you know, This it all depends on what kind of job that a man has that's going
to
dictate.
And what type of lifestyle y'all trying to live. Y'all lifestyle makes a difference.
Y'all trying to keep up with the Joneses and the.
Thank you.
And all of that. You can't be doing all of that. You
can't do all that.
Your means. Live within your means. Come on now.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's hard. That's easier said than done for most people, especially here in Atlanta.
Y'all already know the people that live in Atlanta, what that is.
Yeah.
People up here definitely don't do that. Anybody want to discuss, since it's basically only K100 people on the line, anybody want to discuss anything that's been brought up on the page?
I made some like homemade Salisbury steak with some broccoli and some mashed potatoes.
I'm on the way. I'll
be in about 5 minutes. Nah, somebody had me for dinner.
Oh,
you
come
get some. You want some? I'll save you a plate, Michigan girl.
All right.
Yeah, I'm on some hell.
Give
me a few hours. I'll be there.
Tell myself, shit. You hold the pound of
you make your Salisbury steak out of turkey or beef?
Turkey.
It don't.
All right.
I don't even buy like ground. Yeah, I don't eat no ground beef like that.
Yeah, I want to play if you made it out of turkey. Goddamn it, shit. Because, you know, I can't eat this other shit. Ugh. Nah, can't fuck with it.
It's
been a lot of people. Everybody's been posting on the page. Well, Keith, they seen been. Mm-hmm. You a lie? You been on this? I'm looking at the post. Why are you doing? Why are you lying, though?
Who me? I just like to come in. That's why I ain't posting now.
So
what rest be at? So you teach us about the Illuminati and all that.
He ain't on the phone.
Real.
He was on here, but I guess he hung up, or maybe got dumped off. I don't know.
Mm. So Mark came and got him.
Earlier too. Stop.
They came and got him.
You say that he's paranoid or something? Are you trying to be funny, you smart ass?
I want to ask him, do he work? That's what I want to ask him. Like, do you have a job? I'm going to post that. That's his mission to educate.
That's his mission to educate.
Get a job.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Good job.
How you know he ain't got no job?
That's why I said I'm going to ask. And you know I will. Don't even matter to me.
And if he don't got a job, so?
You ain't a job. Why you worried about what's on the dollar bill? Get a dollar bill first.
Right. Have a couple to rub together while you worried about what's on.
Wow. Hey, but how to say it? My platinum shovel. My shovel is platinum.
Okay.
You
call it shit. What you want?
I don't know about the gold digger.
By his definition, I was the gold digger. By his definition, but you know what?
Yeah.
What's that? Who? Show me somebody y'all want a broke ass female. What say you? What say you, Panama? What say you, Blizzard? Do y'all want a broke ass female?
Do I want a broke ass female? I don't know.
No, I'm
okay, Panama, what say you? Okay, so y'all go to the
studio. But you assuming that he broke. But we were talking about wrestling. You assuming he broke just because he don't have a job or whatever.
I ain't saying
broke.
I'm just saying. I don't know if he got a job or not.
He have to have a job or say something. What does that have to do? What does that have to do with him posting up informative stuff in the feed? Like, what does that do?
Man, it might work from home. Like, I'm trying to do shit.
I'm like, you be on that all day, though. But, like, all day, 24/7. Is that your job? You get paid for that shit? I'm gonna quit mine and do that. That's a lot easier.
Oh my god! You just a person who don't believe in the conspiracy theories and Illuminati and stuff. So it's not interesting.
No, I do.
So
I do. Trust me. I do.
She's just saying he be on there all the time. Every time you look up, he just posting and on there all day. Like, do he do anything else, or is this your life? Has Facebook become your life?
He don't post early in the morning, so maybe he sleeps in the a.m. Like, yeah, I sleep in the a.m.
He gets up late. He usually gets up about 12, 1 o'clock, if y'all notice. Like, when he says good morning, it's usually like in the evening time. So, I mean, it's like his schedule is like different than like some people. Because that's how I am sometimes. Like, if I'm up late at night.
I believe in all this stuff. It's just that I'm more concerned about the men that's getting the black men getting shot in my neighborhood than this big ass secret society. What about the people that's right next door to you? You know what I'm saying? That need help and need guidance. What about that? You worry about these motherfuckers that
maybe you should
don't have a word.
So then you post up that information then, if that's what you
decide. I don't go pay 100 for that. Ain't no teenagers on there that need no damn guidance on them.
He has a group now. He does have a group, he says. But he started with like
say over the head, that stuff all over them kids' head. They don't know, they ain't concerned about no damn Illuminati kids 17, 18 years old. They most concerned about Jordans, and that's what you need to take their attention off of that and stuff. They ain't seen no damn $20 bill. They got debit cards. These motherfuckers have debit cards now.
What's wrong with our people? This is what's
both
wrong
my,
with us.
Both of my kids got debit cards. Damn, confirmed. My 4-year-old got a damn debit card. I told them people, I said, why did you send a 4-year-old a debit card? That's what I want to know.
They're going to get her in debt early, I guess.
I thought it was a savings account I opened up. Why you send her a debit card with a little signature sheet? She can't even spell her name all the way.
Y'all just sit back with her signature on it, and they'll be like, man, what is this?
Hell
like,
no.
That's her name. She signed her name, so every time you don't see that on her purchase, you know it, don't honor it.
Hey, crayon, I'm sending that shit in crayon, too.
I haven't seen it right with pens yet.
But y'all, wild.
We're going to pick at crayon.
I would do it, too, just to prove a point.
Y'all crazy. Y'all want to talk about Shay's sexy picture she done posted?
Who? What?
Oh, she posted another
one? No, not another one. I'm just talking about the other one.
I remember she posted a pussy picture. I was going to say, what the hell?
That one's so down, so far below. I figure everybody done forgot about that.
Y'all, that's ain't about
we talk about that all the time. We talk about you posting that picture on his Shay when you did it?
No, we're talking about the new animal picture.
Oh, you know it's a funny story behind that outfit too. You know that's a dress, but I just was not trying to wear that dress that short, so I put some tights on up under it. Yeah, because it's got holes all the side, and I was like, I can't wear no drawers if I wear this poor dress.
What's wrong with that?
That it was like 40 degrees at night.
Gucci gonna catch pneumonia.
Get no
pneumonia.
You gonna get pneumonia that's in your ass. That's what's gonna happen.
That's what I'm saying. I went and put me on some tights and some knee boots and called it a night.
Uh-oh.
I was like, this might be a shirt.
And let the monkey hang out.
You should have just wore the dress and some thigh boots and let them come out. I can't wear those. My thighs
I ain't have no thigh boots. I thought about it, but I ain't have no thigh boots. I had some other ones that came up a little bit higher, but they were silver.
I got some thigh boots, but I'm so damn short.
But y'all missing the point. It's got holes all down the side. I can't
even walk around with half the dress on. Ass twinkle. That's how short the thigh boots on your ass.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'm only 5'2".
They ass boots then. Oh, my bad.
You didn't even need to wear no pants then. Or a skirt either. You could have just wore a shirt.
I actually got a picture with me in the booth and a sweater dress, quote unquote, on my Facebook page. It was real cute. Like, people thought I was wearing leggings, but nah, they were them boots.
Wow. Oh my God.
Yeah,
I can't find no thigh boots fit. They gotta be real stretchy at the top.
See, that's the thing. You can't get them on. I mean, what you have to, like, struggle to get them on, unless they got, like, a little hidden zipper somewhere. I got a pair that's got, like, a zipper at the bottom where it loosens up a little bit. But if it's, like, straight all the way up, you can't get them on. And once you get them on, you're just going to have to live them because you can't get them back off.
Mm-hmm. We can't do that. I was just leave them on then, shit.
You be walking the top of him just to see anything you burn.
Hey,
like
you're doing whatever.
Hey,
I know that I've been
up. If he gonna hit it from the back, leave him on. Yeah,
oh my goodness. That's why I get stabbed in your side with them boots.
Nah.
Top of your leg, be chafing from the boot scrub.
Man,
okay.
You got heels on it. I'm trying to tell y'all when, man. Y'all got them moving motherfucking heels on. If he's gonna beat it from the back, leave the heels on. Give that nigga some leverage. You see what I'm saying? Look at your tall nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nah. Yeah. Not some leverage.
That better be some non-skid proof boots then.
You got to work that the right way.
You're going to have just the right kind of heels and everything, because, shoot, that's
a man. Anybody ever got hit from the back while they kept their heels on the phone?
Yep.
It feels good.
Who you talking to?
Feet or the coochie?
What about you, Shay?
What'd you say?
I said, do you ever get hit from the back while you kept your heels on?
Yeah, I talked about the time I did it, like, in the chair standing up. I had
to
tell my house.
I haven't. I did it today while I was, never mind.
You said today. Oh, my goodness.
A couple hours ago.
So I ain't do it today now.
I know, right?
I thought this disclosed too much information about my day. I'm sorry, you guys.
Oh, so you didn't go to work either, huh?
Oh, yeah,
I
know.
I'm working, motherfucker.
Have to work
a little star.
Y'all out of control. I see where this conversation is about to go. Going down here.
You don't want to ask me how they got hit from the heels on, for real.
I'm riding down the street with the visual in my head right now. I'm like, damn.
What visual, Panama? What visual you riding with? What it look like?
The visual of you, Shay, Twinkle. That visual is Slash and Light Blues video. All them little frames.
Freeze frame. Bam, bam, bam.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got them lined up. I ain't mad about that. Whatever.
Well, y'all people. Mm-hmm. Boy, y'all people. Ugh. What's wrong with y'all?
Did you say y'all people?
I know you're not included.
You people.
Are you not including yourself?
I'm off the chain, but see, it's known that I'm off the chain. You know what I'm saying? If people expect me to be out of control, you know? Just come.
Well, now you know we are too.
Okay, therefore, they should expect people that hang out with you to be out of control. I.E. 100.
What did you say, Winkle?
I said, therefore, y'all should be expecting for us to be out of control. We hang out with you.
Oh, yeah. So guilty by association, huh? Birds of a feather,
yeah.
Right?
I'm not out of control.
You're way out of control. You're way out of control.
Not.
Stop it. Stop it.
Bullshit.
Stop it. Stop it.
What you say, Panama?
Stop it.
Bullshit.
Stop it.
No, but they're sneezing. Bullshit.
I'm not out of control.
I'm sorry, bless
you're out of control.
You're out of
control.
Control.
You know you're out of control. You're out of control. You're out of control.
Excuse me, moi.
You're out of control.
You're out of line.
you two people are out of control.
Who's two people?
Michigan girl and Key is out of control.
Oh,
okay.
No,
we out of control.
Shay's out of control also, too. Shay's out of control.
What you talking about, Shay? I'm an angel sitting over here with my squeaky clean.
Oh my God.
What?
Yeah. I got my halo on. I'm so
what are you talking
right
about?
I got on an angel by the
looking through a big catalog ordering lingerie don't mean I'm out of control.
The only people on the phone that I don't know that's out of control is Twinkle and El Panama. I don't know if they're out of control.
Twinkle
I'm assuming they're out of control.
Her first call, she was like, she was talking about three
people. I'm always in control.
Wait, you said I was out of control. I'm trying to be the... I'm not out of control.
It's very rare.
I can be nice.
Let me,
You must have missed
Twinkle,
her ass picture on K100.
I've seen your page, Twinkle. I've seen your page.
Thank you.
Yeah. You was kissing girls.
What did I miss? Because I never looked through all her pictures. What did I miss, Keith? What's she lying about?
You must have missed her ass picture hanging all out.
Oh.
When we were posting booty pictures, she posted a booty picture, too.
Y'all just off the chain with no booty pictures.
I'm going to tell you that, too, Twinkle.
We still waiting for yours,
another angel.
The peer pressure. I'm the cane for the peer pressure. It was not my fault. Shay.
I'm glad.
Shay.
I'm glad I don't get
in.
So did anybody? Let me ask y'all this. Y'all keep it 100. It ain't nothing but a couple that's on here. Basically only Shay and Kiki answer the question. After y'all posted them pictures, did anybody in the group really start putting the pressure on and really start trying to holler because they wasn't never before after y'all posted them pictures? That's his fucking homework here.
I got a couple inbox messages.
I got a couple messages.
What? Couple messages.
I got a couple
of
inbox.
Trying to holler until you posted that picture.
Yeah.
Isn't that so
obvious?
Yeah,
and that's
obvious?
Why.
Like, now post the ass shot. Like now post the ass shot. Now you want to holler at me? You're like, really?
Mm-hmm.
For real?
Like exactly. What's I'm
the
still same stick with my clothes on.
God damn it! Oh my bad. Y'all heard that?
How was your reaction to it? Was you like, wow? Was you like, wow? Because like this motherfucker here. I mean, how did it make y'all feel? Like, since they never talked, you tried to holler at you before, but then you posted a little booty picture and now they're trying to holler. What's the first thing that you think as a chick?
I was just kind of thinking like, really, nigga? I was just as cute before underneath all those clothes. I mean, it's like just because
you
can see an ass now, suddenly I'm so much more attractive. I'm the same damn person. That's
you wanna fuck, and that's it.
You wanna
fuck.
I mean, you know, I was just being a little playful, decided to do something extra, but I've always been the same person, so don't think now
mm-hmm.
you're gonna get more play just because I showed you a little bit of ass.
Y'all didn't think they gonna get some ass because you just showed some ass.
Thank you.
You rolled your neck when you said that too, didn't you?
I was shaking my head. Thank you.
But she really y'all know that was gonna happen when y'all posted it up, right?
But you know what though, I'm gonna tell you a true story. I did a similar test too, and I took some pictures just like with me, like with my short hair or whatever, and put them up there. And I took some pictures like with you know with one of my wigs on and put them up there just to see which one would get the most response. And same thing. Why dudes gotta go all act all crazy just because your hair changed? You still the same chick, you know?
You did it because
your hair.
Like one, you may be physically attracted to one
long hair,
other,
short hair.
That's basic human character, human behavior. If you see something that you like that you had never seen before, you had never noticed it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's like if you see a guy, dog, every time you see this nigga, he's just getting off work, and all the time you see him at school, but then you see the nigga at the club, and he's fresh dressed, tapered up, everything popping, you be like, damn. You feel me? I mean, what the fuck? What's the difference? You like
what
you
no,
like?
No, I used to wear my natural
you
hair
with
really
hair,
long. So I did it as a test. I cut the shit all off just to see. And then I did it again recently. I was like, okay, I'm about to prove my theory. And I did.
Experiment.
Well, I don't know, because when I had my hair short, I still got a lot of compliments. And then when I, you know, decided, okay, I want to grow my hair out, and so I started wearing the weave, I still got a lot of I didn't get more for either or, so I don't know.
I did.
But men like what they like. If I like long hair, I like long hair, period. Let's just say that. I know what I like. I like long hair. So I will notice.
Why you like long hair?
Goddamn, show it to me, goddamn it.
Roll it out. Let's see what you're
wondering
with.
Yeah, do it.
If a nigga kill you,
what's your name? First question, what's your name?
Keep it fair. If you poop that motherfucker out and you're working with something, goddamn it, bitch, get to work. Get to blowing. You know what I'm saying?
Get to blowing.
If you want to see this motherfucking meat, get to blowing when he come out and he's working with something. Get to blowing.
Whatever. Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? Get to work.
Shine me up like poison, clan.
That's what you
want. Oh, my goodness. Y'all for free.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
All that.
Maybe later.
Goddamn it.
Not the first time. Maybe later.
I know, right? Just right away. Even though he got short right away. Is it raining somewhere in there? Somebody in the car?
I know. Who's that?
Who went to
your wife?
Oh, that's me,
Panama.
My bad.
I was about to say that Panama is staying in the street.
Yeah. He's driving.
Oh,
he's having tendencies while he's driving.
Y'all need to come to get that plate. Y'all bullshit.
Creeping.
Over here eating fish and grits.
Oh.
Damn, I want some of that.
Good.
Damn.
Man, some tilapia.
I know. You done made
everybody
hungry. Well, y'all playing that damn IHOP the Green Bar. I be selling that shit. Tilapia and grits, catfish and grits.
Mm-hmm.
You better go get the sign.
I'm so full right now.
Ooh,
I'm
about to make me some fish and grits now. Y'all probably know about it. Bayou Joe's, I know y'all done ate down there before.
Where at?
What's the name of it?
It's like right off the bayou. Bayou Joe's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I right
here.
Ethelina Bayou. Oh my gosh, they have some good food. I mean, it's like right off a dock. It's like one of the little mom and pop places has the best food. Ooh, ain't got nothing on what you call it down here by the marina.
Rodeo.
Good.
Yeah, the Hunt's good as a motherfucker down here.
Yeah, Hunt's good. What's that new place? The big old boat, the boat, the shrimp boat or whatever, the overpriced place. Yeah.
Over there on Peck Avenue.
Yeah, they gotta pay for that building. But yeah, you want some good food, go to them little mom and pop places. Ooh, it's so good. Like, they have the best fried grouper sandwich, and I don't even eat too much fried food. Ooh, honey, I'm going to be making myself want one.
Everybody just on, y'all just getting hungry and all that. I'm glad all
right. I'm about to go fry another piece of fish.
God damn, y'all.
I just ate and I made myself hungry again.
All the same.
I ain't bullshit. I'm going to fuck this shit up. I'm actually frying. I'm thawing my shit right now.
That's
what I
was
doing. I was, like,
seasoning. I had me some orange juice, put a little wine in there,
seasoning
it up real good, and seared it.
Mm. Y'all talk about something else
because
y'all making me damn hungry.
What are you talking about? I'm about to go fly.
What you want to talk about, Vina Boo? You want to talk about? You want to talk about sex again? Lie. Let's go back to sex for Alvina, everybody. Back to sex. Hold on, let me get right. Hold on, here we go. We're back on track.
I got a question. Did not say sex. It could have been anything else. I just said y'all was making me hungry talking about this damn food.
Who got a question? Who that? Twinkle talking about they got a question?
Mm-hmm. We're talking about dessert.
What's up? I had a bad experience today, and I just want to make sure that I'm not being a complete asshole about this. So,
I went over
to a friend's house. I went over to friend ABC house, and I was on Facebook as he was he was attempting to give me head, attempting, and I was on Facebook chatting with people. I think
Wait a minute, hold on.
He wasn't doing it right. He wasn't at all, because I was on Facebook. I was actually chatting with my mama while she was at work on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
You were wrong.
Yeah.
I was telling him to get up.
Yeah.
Why you had to get up?
No,
look here, you're not even about to play with me
like that, for real. I was holding it before you get up.
If he was a real nigga, he would have snatched it out your hand and threw the shit over against the wall.
Wow. And I would have beat his ass. I was like, you don't talk my phone for this baby ass face.
Hold on.
I mean,
was texting somebody before while they was having sex.
He told me, he was like, you can stay on Facebook, I'm going to make you get off. You're going to get off Facebook. I was like, go ahead and make me get off. You do that. Afterwards, he was like, so how was it? So I told him the truth, and he told me I was
good. If you got to ask how was it, it wasn't good.
Right,
like, he told
me
I was
wrong.
You're responsible to your body. I'm telling you right now, if I'm getting some good face, I ain't going to be able to concentrate to pick up that damn phone.
Right,
I ain't even going to be able to hold my head up talking about picking up the damn phone, texting somebody on Facebook.
I was literally on my Facebook app, like on Facebook, talking to people, commenting on pictures.
I wouldn't even be able to post a sentence. I'd be
stuttering. Man, I would have told him to get up and stop wasting my time. How about that? And my juices.
Mm-hmm.
Just get up.
Wow.
Get up. And
I'd be able to do that.
I don't know.
I'm catching something on fire.
I'm catching
something on fire.
Me? What is this? Ladies, can we say so? Each and every one of you.
What is this?
I'm
messing
with the remote.
About to burn something.
I started
Twinkle,
playing with
where
the
you at up there, Maryland somewhere?
Yeah, I'm in Maryland.
Oh, okay. Oh, interesting.
Wow.
What is right? Why
was
it
about
that? I went one to my house.
I was just curious.
People don't know how to eat no coochie.
No, honey, who's your Lord?
I can't vouch for that. I don't know about them niggas up there.
I can't even say all of them because there are some that do. It's like an abundance of ones that don't do it or don't know how to do it.
That's what I'm saying. See, that's how it must be for North saying that down south boys. They like to eat everything. They just greedy.
And you know, and I know that because Southern women got that sweet stuff, so they can't help but eat it.
I used to live in Hartsville, South Carolina. I know that.
See?
Oh, so you're
originally
from South Carolina.
Fan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a North South fan right there. My baby, you going to eat your dessert? this cream-filled chocolate pie right here?
Hey,
oh,
tell them the cream of wheat. Don't they like cream of wheat up there in North?
Them fake ass grits. Them fake ass grits. That's all it is. I can't
cream
stand
of wheat. Michigan girl, you eat cream of wheat.
Yeah, I grew up on cream of wheat now. What?
Ew,
some when I was little. My grandma made some. That's how I know what it is, but I ain't had none since.
That bullshit.
I had a friend, she was from Detroit, and she went to high school, and she spent the night over my house, and we woke up this morning. I was like, you want some grits? And she was like, what's a grit? What? So get out. Pack your clothes and get out. Come out, what's a grit? She's like, we just cream of wheat. I said, baby, do that. I don't even know if they say
cream
of wheat down
here. I mean, I knew what grits were because my grandmother and my great-grandparents were from down south. But
okay.
This is not something that a lot of people eat up north. I went to go, my aunt was getting some grits.
And she brought me back some old instant shit. You don't make instant grits. This shit is nasty.
Instant grits is just
in the
good. I don't know what you're talking about. Depending on what brand.
I thought instant grits.
Cook them.
This
is good.
My oatmeal
put me some
cheese
in there too.
It's with the man, big man face on. I got the big old tube of it. I gotta have me some real oatmeal.
You probably talking about the Quaker?
Yeah, the Quaker man. I eat Quaker oatmeal, Shawna.
Oh, okay.
The Quaker man
in the cardboard box.
Yes,
we
ma'am.
Got instant Quaker oatmeal too.
That's all right.
That's all right. The hearty kind.
Cause I like mine real creamy.
Tell me what.
I like a real creamy.
I got a disclaimer.
I got to say something. I'm looking at Facebook and I seen a motherfucker post up. And it's my people now. They done posted up. I really need to find my Obama. He's
what?
A great man.
Oh, what the fuck? You know,
I'm just saying, if you want to find you an Obama, you need to be a Michelle. That's all I got to say.
Damn,
thank you. That's what I'm saying. It's like Jenny's song. Don't be a nickel looking for a dime. Let's be real.
Thank
right.
you.
Telling you.
And it's not
going to be. What you bring to the table?
Mm-hmm. Maybe an appetite. That's all they bring is an appetite.
That's why they ain't going to find their Obama.
Wow. Yeah.
If you ain't the kind of woman to be
on that kind of level, then you can't get that kind of man. Just simple as that.
Right.
That's like me saying I need my Claire Huxtable. I got to be a Heathcliff first. Shit. Right.
Heathcliff Huxtable.
Bill.
Heathcliff Huxtable.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, man. Look, I'm from the hood.
They might not got that to start with.
Y'all know he changed. They changed his name. If you watch the old episodes, his name was Clifford, and then they changed it to Heathcliff. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Like, hey,
you're
all
right.
Heathcliff.
Yeah.
I know he's
and then
the
it was
cat.
Cliff. Oh, Lord. Have mercy.
Modernize it.
I'm sorry. I watch that shit in the morning, you know, so it's fresh on the brain. You know,
yeah.
Them old
Leroy. Are you a Heathcliff husband?
No, not yet. Honestly, no.
But
I wish, you know, I can be. I'm working towards that, you know.
Hey, that's all that matters. As long as you try and do something.
There you go.
Love support from
me. I ain't trying to be Heathcliff Huxtable. That nigga got five kids. Fuck that.
But if you can afford to take care of.
I don't give a damn, nigga. I got to have
Wasn't
he
like a gynecologist? He was a gynecologist, right?
Yeah, he was a doctor. He was a lawyer.
Actually,
so.
he was an OBGYN.
That's the greatest job in the world, playing with pussy.
No, but yeah, to that, too, you get one in there coming in that spanking. I had a tampon in it for
three.
Yeah, I was wondering about that. I mean, it's like, you know, most people, well, you would hope most people going to take care of business before they go to the doctor. But what about them people that don't? Because, you know, it's people
yeah,
that
naturally exactly.
stink anyway. So what about
the
people that don't?
What about the
ones
that come with actually transmitted disease and shit dripping? It.
Coming in there,
it's all green
like
and stinking in there.
That's
a good job in the world.
Got bugs crawling out. Okay, I'm sorry.
Oh, my God. Yeah, so I'm throwing my food.
Cobwebs.
Yeah, he said blood crawling out. Not blood crawling out.
You don't know what, hey, you might not know what some people got going on in their life.
That is true.
That's just, get somebody in there 500 pounds, somebody they need a pap smear.
Stop it right now. Like, well, show me
what
like,
where
is here.
What is the pussy? First of all, where is the pussy?
Wait,
where is that one?
You stick your finger in everything.
Oh, my God, Becky.
Y'all
still want to be an OBGYN? Still want to be an OBGYN?
I don't even want to do half the stuff I have to do sometimes.
Y'all in the coochie.
I remember I had this one patient, no lie. Her doctor had ordered for her to have some type of a vaginal suppository. Okay, she was in her right mind, senses and all that. I politely gave her a couple pairs of gloves and told her to call me when she was done.
Ooh.
And that, wasn't that your job?
I was not about to take my finger in. No, woman coochie, I'm sorry.
You got to draw a line somewhere.
I was like, you know where this goes, where? Right? You did this before,
you said you
want to
go do where? Stick your finger where?
I said, I wasn't about to stick my finger in no old woman coochie.
Oh, old woman. Okay.
If it was a young woman, you would
have
been. What's that about to
say? Is that what you said?
Oh, well, what's you trying to say? You trying to, like,
so
you trying to act like
an old woman.
They trying to say you done stuck your finger in somebody's coochie before, nigga. Stop playing.
That was a young woman. I was pissed on myself and everything else.
If it was a young woman, Trey, would you have done it? If it was a young woman?
Sorry.
Young,
no, I really wouldn't have done it then because she would have known. I was like, I can't get nobody kicked off and you're supposed to be sick up here in this damn bed.
She's not playing with it.
No. Hell no. Like, that's nasty. That's a patient.
Yeah.
It was personal.
Oh, hey. I had this one patient that like, had a little crush on me one time.
Had
sent me some damn flowers and stuff. I was so uncomfortable.
Who over there opening that bag of fish?
Somebody
opened that bag of tilapia.
Bliss.
That's it. That's
they
it.
They got a fry going on now, y'all. I can't tell them nothing. He got that hot grease on.
What you know about
that
hot tooth?
That
hot tooth thing.
Hot
tooth
going.
Y'all yeah, is awesome.
Pepper and seasoning in there. About to throw them grits on. Shit.
Mm-mm. I told y'all making me hungry. Stop it.
Throw the cheese in that thing. Shit.
Y'all are saying he's on fish and grits then.
Man, you don't know about fish and grits if you ain't got a little cheese up in there.
I got some fish in the freezer. I ain't got no grits. I would have to go to the store.
She don't have fish in. She has some fish and cream a week.
I don't even buy that no more.
I don't even know why they sell it down here. Like, the boxes would be all dusty and stuff. Like, who even? Don't nobody. Why did you even sell that junk?
That would require getting dressed, and I don't really feel like getting dressed right now, so.
Uh-oh. So do you not have on any clothes, or?
I'm sorry, what you say? When
do you
I'm
not
sorry,
have on
what?
Any clothes? You say you got to get dressed,
you
do not have on any clothes at all?
I she ain't going to walk around butt naked any. Like you, Keith.
No, actually, I don't have on any clothes right now. I don't have on any clothes, so.
You can't be cooking butt naked. What if you spill grease on yourself?
I mean, I'm not cooking, but that's why I said I wouldn't be cooking. I mean, you know, if I was going to cook, I had to put on some clothes.
That's about all the time I do put on some clothes when I'm frying food, and that's why I don't like to fry food, because I had to put on some clothes.
Man, how about my mama had never come over to my house unannounced and then go ask me why I ain't dressed? I was like, I live alone. I don't need
my mama coming to my house unannounced. I'm going to be butt naked just like it was if she announced it. Either way, butt naked, come to the door.
I threw on my house robe. She told me, why you just walk around in a robe? I said, I wasn't walking around in anything. I came to the door in this robe.
I ain't putting on nothing.
Oh,
whatever you want, whatever I have on when you knock on the door or ring the doorbell, that's what I'm having on when I answer.
Man,
that
was
I was walking around butt naked through the house with my kids. I got a son, and he's 16, so it's just, you know, I'm really not walking around butt naked. I'm glad I don't have no boy. Call the police.
I'm gonna call the police on you if you do it.
What you gonna tell them?
I stay in my room
when I'm naked. Like I am right now, in my room.
I'm glad I got
girls.
Freedom.
My mom used to walk around naked in front of us.
I don't think they notice it. I don't think they notice it no more.
I think my parents are, like, really into the 70s, because my daddy used to walk around naked, too. It got to be until we were, like, teenagers. We finally started buying him them little wraparound skirts, like what men wear when they get out the shower.
They walk around naked, got this dick just hanging out.
Wraparound skirts?
Honey,
what the fuck?
Let me tell you, my parents were not modest when it comes to that kind of stuff.
Roddy Roddy Piper type skirt?
They just walk right. Yeah, we got them.
It's like a little towel, and it got Velcro on it, and you wrap it around like a towel.
Wait, Jay. Did you say your dad used to walk around butt naked while y'all was, like, teenagers?
Yeah, up until we got to when we started getting to be, like, young teens, then he started, like, he would put on, like, boxers or something like that. But when we was younger, me and my sister used to walk around. I like t-shirts and drawers. We just had a very free family. Wasn't nobody. My brother walked around in his drawers up until he was, like, 5 or 6. I mean, if it was hot, take off some clothes. My daughter was like, my door is not, now, nigga, not been stopped walking. She can't come in. Yeah, I don't even, like, that stopped a long time ago. I mean, we didn't go, like, sit on his lap and stuff like that when he was naked, but it was just like, you know,
he in the kitchen going to go get something, whatever.
He just run down there and get it. You see him, better turn your head. Wow.
Yeah. No, my daughter 9 right now, and I won't do it right now. I've been stopped that about 2 years ago, for real.
But, yeah, that's a
like,
boy.
I don't even dress around her, like, at all. And she's 9, you know what I'm saying?
Well, my kids don't kill.
I think she's too old for that. Everybody's different, but maybe because kids are so bombarded.
Well, you know what? They came from such a big family. I guess, I mean, I don't know. It ain't nothing to it. I mean, my dad grew up in a sense where, it's like they used to like have to take a bath like one right after the other one, and it don't matter if you got clothes on or not. You better hurry up and hop out that water so the next person can get in it. And I guess they just ain't never paying attention. Mama was like that too. She used to walk down the hallway, turn your head, and I'm like, we ain't looking at you.
Turn your head. I don't be like, turn nothing, nigga.
I was into the radio one day, and this chick called in and said she used to take showers with her daddy.
We ain't never do no shit like that.
And she was talking like it was just okay, like it was normal.
No.
That sounds like some borderline molestation.
Ain't no borderline about it.
Part of the refrigerator to get something in the middle of the night is different than taking a shower.
If your daughter was like maybe like 2, you know what I'm saying, maybe.
My daughter, four. She might be in the shower when she wouldn't even recognize. She's a girl. She's like, you feel me? But not when they old enough to recognize boys from girls. My daughter, my four-year-old, she be quick if I'm in the shower. She's like, no, ain't. But that's the only way she get in there for me now. I don't know, but that's a girl, though. She ain't like seven and eight. You too big now. She already be like, why you got this one? Am I going to have some of those when I grow up?
You just ain't grown up yet, that's all.
When I be big and I don't even think about all that. When you be all big and shaving.
Start getting that 30 spread like a mama.
You saw that?
Uh-oh.
What you know about my spread?
Uh-oh.
Hey, yes, so you got pictures on Facebook, you know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh. Look at my spread. Put them out there. How about we had a discussion with my mom, me and my sister, one time about pubic hair. And I don't know what brought it up, but my sister decided she wanted to know if your pubic hair is the same color as your head or if it's the same grade of hair or whatever. And we was talking, and my mom was like, well, look down there and see. And I was like, we don't have pubic hair when you shaved. I was like, we don't do that anymore. Mom was like, no, cut it off. I was like, yeah, don't you?
Like, no, I was shocked.
She was like, what? Who does that? We were like, obviously everybody except you. Yeah.
Damn.
That's old school, man. You talking about your mama. That's old school. They don't do that shit. That's that Napa Dug out right there. You know, they call that Napa Dug. We just telling her something about something. She had it one day.
Yeah,
that's a dug out.
I put my mouth on that.
I was like, well, poor daddy. That's all I can say.
Well, she'll
get hit. My mom get hit. I know that.
Damn.